It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time for high school football playoff action. It's Nebraska Class D1 8-man football playoff round one tonight from Johnson, Nebraska, the home of the Eagles. Johnson Brock, 6-2, hosting Thayer Central tonight. Thayer Central comes into the ballgame also with a record of 6 wins and 2 losses on the season. These two squads have played similar schedules. Both teams lost to Nebraska Lord Central and to Sandy Creek. Tonight, they will match up to see who advances and who goes home. Randy Gatula standing by for the play-by-play. I had a chance to visit with Eagles coach Mitch Engelken about the season up to this point and about what he's thinking about tonight's ballgame with Thayer Central. Stay tuned to visit with Coach Mitch Engelken of Johnson Brock coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Johnson Brock coach Mitch Engelken as the Eagles are getting ready to open the postseason tonight at home against the squad from Thayer Central. Coach, the season bookends, a tough, tough team. Sandy Creek week one lost that game last week. Everybody figured, I think, maybe they probably thought, well, Johnson Brock would be favored, but Lords are a really good football team. And they got you when they probably needed the win more than Johnson Brock needed it, and they came out mad after a loss the week before. So a tough way to end the season, but the kids now have a new season ahead of them.
Yeah, and that's what I've been telling them too. The season starts over. You know, it's a whole new chance, one game season, one game at a time, and now, I mean, everybody's earned the right to be here, and including us. And so we got to take it one game at a time and be ready to go. And I really do like, I mean, I wouldn't say I like the matchup necessarily as far as their size and the line and the overall matchup, but I do think that in preparation for this game, the kids again have been putting in the work and are really focused and ready and really want to respond to last week's loss. And again, nothing taken away from Lords. They're a great team, well coached, and they made plays and executed and we didn't, unfortunately, but a great learning opportunity and a way to respond to adversity and see what we can do.
I don't know much about Thayer Central. I won't pretend to, but it sounds like what I've heard from you in just a little bit. I know they're a team that maybe just going to kind of come right at you tonight.
Yeah, so on film, they don't have stats online. Most people don't, but but on film, they've not thrown the ball much. I think they've only thrown it probably 30 to 40 times in the entire season, you know, so maybe four or five pass attempts per game. So they're going to run it right at us. And I know that number nine, their tailback, they'll even put him at quarterback and snap it right to him and run some wildcat type stuff right at you. So, and they're going to be physical. And so, we've been working on some things to try to slow down the run game. And if we can get number nine off the field or behind the chains and kind of slow them down on early downs and make them pass the ball, I really like our chances. And so our game plan has been to try to do that. And if we can be physical offensively, run the ball and win the line of scrimmage, then again, I really like our chances. And so that's going to kind of be our game plan and our focus and keys to victory. But again, going to come down to the players and how they respond and, if they're ready, if they communicate and execute and do the job they're supposed to do. And so I'm excited to see how they respond.
There's always kind of a game within a game, and it sounds like that game for Johnson Brock tonight might be, let's play some keep away.
Yeah, yep. We want to keep the ball on offense as much as we can, and then when we're on defense, slow them down. Again, and that's kind of probably every coach's mentality, you know, get the other team out of their game plan, make them do something they don't want to do, make somebody else beat us, and so that's the goal. Like I said, their quarterback's only attempted about 40-ish passes on the season. And so if we get him throwing 10 to 15 times, then we're doing a pretty good job. And so that is the goal, and hopefully we can execute the game plan and put ourselves in that position.
All right, get him in an uncomfortable spot. That sounds like ideally, in that you can't just do this unfortunately, but ideally take that first couple of possessions, get on the scoreboard for Johnson Brock. You would no doubt be very happy by getting an early start to your offense there with some scores early.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're going to have to start early. And we kind of started slow there against the Lords. They got up early and got a stop, and we had the ball to start the game. And so we didn't get off to a good start. And so, yeah, we got to get off to a good start, get the ball, if we get the ball, that is, and go score, get a lead. Yeah, make them play uncomfortable and make them do things they don't necessarily like to do. And they're going to be physical, as I said before, but they're big. I think they're junior heavy. They got some big old linemen on the front line. And so again, it's going to be up to us defensively to contain the running back and to stay low and get off our blocks, get off their blocks, excuse me, and corral the running back and tackle on first contact. That's going to be another huge one because that kid runs hard. He's got good size as a running back and he's fast and quick and they'll give him the ball a lot. I mean, he'll give him 15, 20 plus, you know, touches per game. And so we got to be ready to slow him down. And if we're limiting him to touches and the ball is in the quarterback's hands more, then we like our chances there. So that is going to be the game plan. And again, hopefully we can come out and execute. And I'm excited to see how we respond.
Well, it looks like both teams score similarly. Both teams are able to put points up on the board, play some pretty good defense. What kind of game do you expect? Low scoring, high scoring? What's your idea here for tonight?
Well, as far as offense goes, obviously I would like to see us put up more points.
Right.
You know, last week Lords did a great job. We scored three times. We had more chances, and we got all our extra points. So we were 8-8-8 for each, all three scores, but we'd obviously like to get a few more scores up there. And then turn around on the defensive side. Yeah, we would obviously like to limit them, but I would say if just from, you know, knowing them or experiencing and learning them more on film and then knowing us, I would guess it'll be a fairly decently scoring game. And obviously as an offensive coordinator, I like that, but as far as our defense goes, like I said, I hope it's not high scoring for that reason, but
right.
But we'll see. Again, it's going to come down to like what you said. We got to start off fast and get a lead. If we can get the lead early and make them change up their game plan, get them off their first drive, and then make them change it up and adjust, then I really like our chances. And so hopefully that's what we'll be able to do. And again, really excited to see how our guys respond to the adversity of last week.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we can do this in a pregame show again next week.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully. Thanks a lot.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Wow. Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Char Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Here we go. We bid you good evening from Johnson, Nebraska. Johnson Brock High School, where tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles will take on the Thayer Central Titans in the first round of the Nebraska 8-man Class D1 high school football playoffs. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight we're in Johnson for high school ball. I'm very pleased to have in the booth along with me once again Blaine Behrens. And Blaine, good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Randy.
Going to be a great night for football out here, Blaine. 75 degrees at kickoff. It's going to get down into the 60s before we're finished. Wind is almost non-existent out of the northeast at less than 5 miles an hour. All in all, just going to be a great evening for high school football. We're going to step aside here for 2 minutes as they're getting set for our presentation of the colors and the national anthem. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next, and that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The answer is...
Welcome back to Johnson. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, the offensive starters for Thayer Central. They are 6-2 on the year. At center, Britton Hergott. Hergott, 250 and a junior. The right guard is Cole Vorderstrauss. Vorderstrauss, 250 and a junior. Left guard, Caden Kuhlman, just a freshman at 180. At the wide receiver, Dylan Williams, 185 and a senior. The tight end is David Johnson. Johnson, 230 pounds and a senior. At quarterback, Lincoln Weedle. Weedle, 185 and a junior. The running back, Sam Sauerdyke, and you'll hear that name a lot in tonight's broadcast. Sauerdyke, 6'3", 210 pounds. He's the running back. Another wide receiver is Lucas Kroll. Kroll, 175-pound senior. Now, Blaine, let's take a look at that Thayer Central defense.
That linebacker, a junior, Carson McClough. At safety, a senior, Sam Sauerdyke. Brady Degenhardt comes in at cornerback. He's a junior. At defensive end, a senior, David Johnson. Lucas Kroll is a senior. He's going to play at cornerback. At defensive end on the other side, a junior, Cole Vorderstrauss. At nose tackle, a junior, James Bonner. And a linebacker, a junior, Colton Kuhlman.
Now the offensive starters for your Johnson Brock Eagles. At center, Andrew Hodges, a senior. The left guard is Tucker Everett. He's a sophomore. At the right guard tonight, Gavin Perriott. Perriott is a senior. At the tight end is Robert Gravatt. He's a junior. The wide receiver is Kason Dollinghouse, a senior. Quarterback, Wyatt Fulton. Fulton is a sophomore. At the tailback, it'll be Quentin Barron's getting the start tonight. And the slot receiver will be Brody Kaler. The Johnson Brock Eagles, an identical record to Thayer Central. They are also 6-2. Let's take a look now at the Johnson Brock defense.
All right, for the Eagles defense, a senior, number 3, Kason Dollinghouse is safety. A junior, Brody Kaler, is also at safety. Senior, Austin Meyer is going to be at linebacker for the Eagles. Senior, Chris Melvin is going to be at the rover position. Sophomore, Quentin Barron's is going to be at the other linebacker position. Robert Gravatt's going to be at the dog position. He is a junior. Andrew Hodges comes in at the tackle on the left side. He's a senior. And Gavin Perry will be on the other side. He's a senior.
Lane, it's interesting to look at these two teams as they match up on paper here. Both are 6-2. Both of their losses for both teams were to Sandy Creek and Nebraska City Lords, and by similar scores. So it matches up. The other two common opponents, they both had wins over. I forgot who they were now. But anyway, their two losses were to the same two teams. So tonight we are in Johnson, Nebraska. As we said, a beautiful evening for football playoff weather. 75 degrees, the temperature expected to reach down into the 60s before we're finished here tonight. Really looking forward to this one. Tonight over on KTNC, we've got football going on also. Let's see what we've got tonight. That's going to be Fairbury and check that. Fairbury and Fall City is tomorrow night. My mistake. That's tomorrow evening coming up. Tomorrow night I will be over in Missouri, in Fairfax, Missouri, as the Southold Knights take on the East Atchison Wolves. Lots of football coming up tonight, tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, of course, NU versus Ohio State. That'll be on at 11 a.m. kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame on KTNC. Sunday afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. That'll be live here on Sunny 101.3 with a 3:25 kickoff. And you name it, Blaine, we got a lot of football coverage this weekend, whether it's NCAA, NFL, high school. We've got it all covered for you.
Yeah, fun weekend.
So we have the coin toss, and the toss was won by Thayer Central. They want to receive the football. Johnson Brock will be kicking off from our left to right, from south to north. They'll be doing the kicking. Brody Kaler will tee the ball up at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it is Dylan Williams. Williams is the deep man. He's going to wait at about the 5-yard line. So Brody Kaler tees it up at the 30. Williams waiting at the 5. A big welcome to all of our listeners out in the Thayer Central School District. We made this website available to them, listening on our MSC radio app. We're glad to have you tuned in for tonight's broadcast of high school football. Kaler, ready to come forward. We're about set to get underway here in Johnson. 8-man playoff football coming your way on Sunny 101.3. There, the official blows the whistle. Brody Kaler comes forward. The toe meets the ball. It's an end-over-ender. Williams will field the ball at the 7. Starts to his left of the 10, the 15, the 20. At the 25 and across the 30 and goes down at about the 33-yard line. That's where the Titans will begin first and 10.
Tripped up by Quinn Burns and Oliver Everett.
Again, to set the offense, Lincoln Weedle will be the quarterback. Sam Sauerdyke, the running back. You'll hear a lot about him. He's a 6'3", 210-pound running back. He's the leading rusher on this team. He's rushed 143 times for 1,086 yards this season. He averages 7.6 yards every time he touches a football. Weedle, in a shotgun formation, calling his starting count. Has the snap, he'll run to his right. That's Sauerdyke, rather, with a direct snap to Sauerdyke rather than Weedle. And Sauerdyke is hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 10. So the Eagles were ready for that one.
Yeah, the defensive line held strong, led by Gavin Perriott and Robert Gravatt.
Yeah, Weedle is listed as a quarterback, but they snapped the ball directly to Sauerdyke on that call. Second down and 10 at the 33-yard line. The ball just inside the right hash mark. Sauerdyke again takes the snap. This time gets the handoff, rather, from Weedle. He'll only get about 2 yards. He's out to the 35-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and 8. Third and long now for the Titans.
Again, Robert Gravatt in on the stop, but help with Austin Meyer for the Eagles.
Spot the football on the right side hash mark at the 35-yard line. Their own 35. Titans move from our right to left, from north to south, right in front of our high perch here in the press box in Johnson. Weedle brings the play in from the sideline. He'll have a tight end set to the right. Wide receiver split wide to the left. That's David Johnson. And a slot to the left is Degenhart. Quarterback, Weedle. Takes a snap, pitches it back, trying to run the right side of Sauerdyke. He's got first down yardage, crashes down to the 35-yard line of Johnson Brock. He'll have a couple extra yards beyond the marker, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Titans.
Tackled by Perriott and Chris Melvin for the Eagles, and we got someone down, Randy.
Well, there's a player that's shaking up here for Johnson Brock. That's Chris Melvin. Melvin is down here in front of the Johnson Brock bench as he was in on the tackle. Time out on the field while they look at the injured player. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson. The injured player is Chris Melvin, and he's being helped to the sideline. An injury to the lower extremity, looks like his right ankle or knee, perhaps. And he's helped to the sideline here, not able to put any weight on that knee. All right, first down and 10 for Thayer Central at the 35-yard line of Johnson Brock. Lincoln Weedle is the quarterback. Weedle has the snap. Keeps it himself after faking the handoff. Runs up the middle inside the 25. Spun down to around the 22-yard line. Good job there by Lincoln Weedle on the carry.
Tackle made by Brody Kaler and Austin Meyer for the Eagles.
Spot the ball at the 23-yard line. First down and 10 for the Titans. The ball on the right hash mark. The Titans moving from our right to left, from north to south here in Johnson. Titans in white jerseys, black numerals, gray pants. Johnson Brock all red tonight with white numerals. Weedle has running back Sauerdyke set behind him. Off to his left sets Degenhart. Weedle takes the snap, gives to Sauerdyke right into the middle. He'll get short yardage down around the 20-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the carry, maybe 4. It looks like they're going to spot the ball inside the 20. It'll bring up second down and 6.
Tackle made by Quentin Behrens with help from Grady Behrens for the Eagles.
Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball just outside the 19-yard line of Johnson Brock. They are central on their first possession. They began this drive at their own 33-yard line. Now at the 19-yard line, it's second down and 6. Weedle, the junior quarterback, has a single setback, Sauerdyke behind him. Turns, fakes a handoff to Sauerdyke, keeps it himself. He's hit and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Nice open field tackle there for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that was Quinn Behrens that held his own there for the Eagles, Randy.
Behrens stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up third down and 6 yards to go. The ball at the 19-yard line. Third down and six. You expect him to go to Sauerdijk. He seems to be good for 6 or 8 yards every time he touches the ball. He's a big kid here.
Yeah, he's a strong runner.
6'3", 210 pounds. Running tough. The ball now on the left hash mark at the 19-yard line, third down and six. Sauerdijk will set behind the quarterback, Weedle. Two receivers, Degenhart sets out to the right, along with David Johnson. Weedle calls the starting count, has the snap, pitches back to Sauerdijk. He wants to turn the corner, cuts back inside. He's got the first down and then some. There's a flag on the play. He's brought down inside the 10, down around the 7-yard line is where they got him down, but there's a flag back out at about the 17. Let's see what they're going to call here. The referee comes to the press box, indicates holding is the call against the Titans. So there's a break for the Johnson-Brock Eagles because Sauerdijk had first down yardage inside the 10.
He had a lot of room on the right side, Randy, and it almost took a little too much time to develop, which maybe helped the Eagles causing that holding call.
So with the penalty yardage, the football is going to be marked back out to the 27-yard line. It'll bring up third and long now, third and about 13 yards to go here for the Titans. Let's see what they dial up on third and 13. This is a big down here for the Johnson-Brock Eagle defense. Slip to the right, Degenhart in a slot to the right side, sets Williams. Sauerdijk sets to the left of the quarterback. Lake and Weedle going to take timeout. We'll take the timeout also. Step aside. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back with you in Johnson, 8 minutes 31 seconds to play in the first quarter. No score thus far. They are Central facing third down and 13 from the 27-yard line of Johnson-Brock. Lake and Weedle didn't like what he saw there and called a timeout. Now on third and long, that's Sauerdijk set off the right hip of the quarterback, Weedle. Wide receiver to the right is Johnson. Weedle runs it up the middle, turns upfield. He'll be dropped well short of the first down, just inside the 25 at about the 24. It's still going to be fourth down and 11 yards to go. And now in eight-man football, when you're at the 25-yard line, punting it is maybe not an option.
Yeah, they're likely going for it. That was some great pursuit by Robert Gravatt for Johnson-Brock.
Fourth down and a long 11. The football at the 25-yard line. They're going to go after it. Here's a big, big fourth down play for this Eagle defense. Wide receiver coming to the left side is David Johnson. In a slot to the left sets Brady Degenhart. Quarterback, Lakin Weedle takes the snap. He's back to pass. Sets up. He's got all kinds of time. Now he's going to run and be dropped for a sack for a loss. They got him back out at the 28-yard line. There's a flag on the play down here at the 20-yard line.
Austin Meyer with just a great play for the Eagles up in the middle.
I'm afraid we may have a pass interference call there. Let's wait and see. Yes, it's going to be a holding call on the defense. Boy, that's unfortunate because they sacked him and got him for a loss clear back at the 29-yard line. Johnson-Brock was set to take over on downs there. And now the penalty flag comes in and the penalty yardage will be marched off. And boy, does one flag change the complexion of the football game from taking over and on downs at your own 29 to giving your opponent a first down. Oh, no, wait a minute. It won't be a first down. It's still going to be fourth down and two.
There we go.
The ball at the 15-yard line. Fourth and two at the 15. So another big fourth down play. Weedle, no, they're going to snap directly to Sauerdijk. On fourth and two, he has a snap right into the middle. Sauerdijk, first down on his feet. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown. Line of scrimmage was at the 15-yard line. So that will be a 15-yard run by Sauerdijk for the TD. Can you see the
7:35 on the clock?
Okay, with 7:35 to play here in the first quarter. Thayer Central goes up 6-0. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Sauerdijk's going to take a direct snap on the try for two here. in the shotgun formation. They snap to Sauer Dyke. He runs into the middle, and he goes in standing up for the two-point conversion.
He's tough.
Our score goes 8-0. Thayer Central on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, that Thayer Central scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 47 yards, capped off with a 15-yard run by Sam Sauer Dyke. Sauer Dyke carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Thayer Central goes on top 8-0 with 7:35 to play here in the first quarter. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Sauer Dyke is kind of Mr. Everything here. He does it all. He's their leading tackler. He's their leading rusher. He's also their kickoff man. Sauer Dyke is set to kick the ball away. Think back deep. Here's the kick. A high end over ender is going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone. No chance for a return.
That doesn't surprise me, does it?
No,
you?
He does everything.
Wow.
Brody Kaler was back there, but he had no chance. That went well over his head. And that's halfway to Humboldt. Way down there. They'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line, and Johnson Brock will get their first possession here, trailing 8-0. After Thayer Central marched down the field for 47 yards and 8 plays and took an 8-0 lead. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. Fulton will bring him up to the line of scrimmage with a double tight end formation. Set in the backfield behind him is Quentin Behrens, the running back. Fulton is in a shotgun. Now he's going to put trips out to his right. Behrens sets in a slot with Brody Kaler. Empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton. He's going to run with the football to his left, and he's going to be hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, good tackle by Johnson and Borderstraw for the Titans.
So no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go here now. Wyatt Fulton, everything goes through the quarterback. He's thrown the ball 124 times, completed 86 of them. He's thrown for 816 yards this season, averaging 9.5 points per completion. Running the ball, he averages 5.6 yards every time he carries it. So Fulton, a very big part of this, especially in the absence of Hayden Gravatt. Second down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Give the handoff off to, I think that was Behrens. No, he kept the football and faked it off to Behrens, but got dropped for a loss on the play back at about the 13-yard line for a loss of 2. Good job of trickery in there by Wyatt Fulton, and a good job of carrying out the fake by Quentin Behrens. They tackled him like he had the ball over there.
Yeah, that was good ball handling. However, there was one guy not fooled, and that was Colton Kuhlman for Thayer Central.
So now it's going to be third down and 12 yards to go from the 13-yard line, their own 13. Third and 12, Johnson Brock splits a wide receiver wide out to the left side. I think that's Kaler out there. Receiver set in a slot to the left. Fulton is in the shotgun formation with Behrens behind him. Fakes the handoff, rolls right, wants to throw, has a ball complete to Kaler. Kaler is taken out of bounds, short of the first down, out at about the 22-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 3 yards to go. A punting situation here for Johnson Brock. The ball will be spotted just shy of the 22-yard line on the near side hash mark in from the east side. Johnson Brock moving from left to right, from south to north. We lucked out tonight with jerseys and numbers here, Blaine. Johnson Brock wearing their bright red jerseys with the big white numerals. Thayer Central showed up in white jerseys with black numerals. We thank the coaches and the various administrations for that. We've had some dandies this year. Punting situation. In to punt the ball is Brody Kaler. He'll stand at his own 10-yard line. Back deep to return it is Dylan Williams, waiting for the snap. Now we may have had some movement. I think that's going to cost Johnson Brock another 5 yards here. Illegal procedure. Somebody jumped up at the line of scrimmage a little bit ahead of the snap. So that'll back the football down to the 17-yard line. And now instead of 4th and 2, it's going to be 4th and about 7 yards to go from the 17. Again, the return man is Dylan Williams, 185-pound senior. He's waiting here at about his own 27-yard line for this kick from Brody Kaler. Wind is not a factor here tonight. It's less than 5 out of the northeast. Kaler waiting for the snap from center. Has the snap. Kaler got his butt out of there. A nice one. Williams will field the football at the 29. He's at the 30. Starts to his right to the 35. Broke a tackle at the 40. There's a flag taken out of bounds near the 35 of Johnson Brock, but a couple of flags came in back out near the 35-yard line of Thayer Central.
Yeah, two flags. They're both in the same spot. Good pursuit by Garrison Bowie and Casey Dellinghouse for the Eagles.
I think we're going to probably have a holding call here. Illegal block. Yep, it's going to go against Thayer Central. So that return had put the football down to the Johnson Brock 35-yard line, but now they're going to come back to the spot of the infraction and mark off penalty yardage against the Titans of Thayer Central. That's going to put the football down at the 26 is where they'll start this drive. At the 26-yard line, 1st and 10 on the left side of hash mark. Weedle is the quarterback. Set behind him is Sauerdyke. Split out to the left here is Degenhart. Weedle takes the snap, gives to Sauerdyke. He bounces outside to the right at the 20, 35, 40. And he'll be taken down near midfield after picking up first down yardage, a gain of about 13 on the carry.
Eagles got sucked in there, brought down by Kaler, but not after a pretty good game by Sauerdyke.
So now the ball is spotted at the 39-yard line of Johnson Brock. 1st and 10, Thayer Central. The Titans lead it 8-0. They scored on their opening possession with a 47-yard drive. Now they're at the 39-yard line in Johnson Brock territory. 1st and 10, Lake and Weedle is the quarterback. Again, set behind him, Sam Sauerdyke. Weedle has the snap, bobbles it a moment, keeps it himself after faking the handoff, runs out around the corner to the right, gets down near the 35, maybe the 34-yard line, and taken down there after a gain of 5.
That was a tough run there, and a pretty good collision between Weedle and Grady Behrens for the Eagles.
Behrens made the stop, but not before Weedle had a gain of 5 on the carry, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go now. The football at the 34-yard line of Johnson Brock. Weedle, 185-pound junior, is the signal caller. Behind him sets Sauerdyke. Degenhart out to the left as a wide receiver. Hand off to Sauerdyke. He's going to be hit. Fell forward for a couple of yards. Looks like he's down near the 32-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and a long 2 yards to go, almost 3.
That time the Eagles stayed home on the outside. Oliver Everett forced him back in, and Gavin Perriott was able to bring Sauerdyke down.
Call it 3rd down and 3 at the 32-yard line of Johnson Brock. This time it'll be a direct snap to Sauerdyke. He sets in a shotgun formation with a double tight end set and 2 blocking backs in front of him. Sauerdyke runs out to the left, now cuts inside, fights close to the 1st down yardage, and I think he's going to have it. He's got the football down to the 28-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Titans.
Tackled by Fulton and Gravatt. And Randy, when they line up in that formation, you know what they're going to do, but you can't do nothing about it.
Yep. At the 28-yard line, 1st and 10, Titans. Live tonight from Johnson, Nebraska, Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens with you. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. 1st and 10 at the 28-yard line of Johnson Brock. The Titans come over the football. Split wide out to the right side is Dylan Williams. Sauerdyke in the backfield, as per usual, behind Weedle. Weedle pitches to Sauerdyke. He'll try to run the right side. Turns the corner at the 25, but taken out of bounds. Short of the 1st down, they knocked him out around the 23-yard line, 24, I think, is where they're going to mark it down.
Robert Gravatt runs him out of bounds, but again, a pretty good collision. Sauerdyke finishes his runs really strong.
Gain of 4 on the carry, brings up 2nd down and 6. The line of scrimmage now at the 24-yard line, right side hash mark. Titans go from north to south, right to left here. Lucas Kroll comes wide to the left side as a wide receiver. Sauerdyke sets behind Weedle in the backfield. Hand off goes to Sauerdyke right into the middle. And he'll get the ball down to about the 21-yard line, short of the 1st down. Looks to me like this offense has basically 3 plays. It's Sauerdyke right, Sauerdyke left, and Sauerdyke up the middle.
Yeah, Sauerdyke up the middle there, and it took about 4 Eagles to bring him down, but they contained him that time.
Oh, he's the workhorse here for this football.
Yes, he is.
You can see that. He Sauerdyke does it all for him. He's rushed 143 times for 1,086 yards coming into this one. Averages 7.6 yards every time he carries the football, and we've seen that here tonight. Third down and two at the 20-yard line of Johnson Brock. Third and two for the Titans. It'll be a direct snap to Sauerdyke once again on third down and two. See where he goes with it this time. He's going to run to his left, right off guard, up the middle, on his feet inside the 15, rolls down near the 10. We'll see where they spot him down. I think he got all the way to the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 from the 11. He could get a first down, but they'd have to get inside the 1-yard line.
Tripped up by Wyatt Fulton, otherwise he scores.
Boy, this was an impressive offense, what I've seen so far of it. Johnson Brock, that defensive team, there are a bunch of slouches out there, but right now they just don't have an answer for Mr. Sauerdyke. First down and 10 at the 11. Wheadle brings him to the line of scrimmage. Williams splits wide to the right side of the field. Lucas Kroll is a wide out. This time Sauerdyke sets off the right hip of Wheadle. Wheadle starts to his right on the option, pitches to Sauerdyke, turns the corner at the 10, at the 5, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. Line of scrimmage was at the 11-yard line, so that's going to be an 11-yard touchdown run by Sam Sauerdyke. Can you give me a time down there?
1:21, Randy.
A minute 21 to play here in the first quarter. An 11-yard touchdown run by Sam Sauerdyke pushes our score up to 14-0. Titans on top here. Thayer Central will line up for the two-point conversion. Again, it's going to be a direct snap to Sauerdyke. They just like to get the ball in his hands and let him run with it. Waiting for the snap from center. Sauerdyke goes right up the middle. He's hit, wrapped up, and maybe not going to get there this time. Oh, now wait a minute.
Oh,
they
got to
let that go. They are. He was stopped, stood up, looked like he was tackled, and they let him come out of the pile. Sauerdyke carries in for the two-point conversion, and the score goes 16-0. There will be some unhappy Johnson Brock fans about that call. 1:31 to play here in the first quarter, 16-0. Thayer Central on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfz.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. An 8-play, 54-yard drive capped off with an 11-yard touchdown run by Sam Sauerdyke. Sauerdyke carried in for the 2-point conversion, and it's 16-0. Thayer Central on top with a minute 21 to play, still in the first quarter here at Johnson. Sauerdyke has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Last time he kicked it clear through the end zone, Brody Kaler had no chance to do anything at all with it. Here it comes again. Oh, this one's going to be a little bit of a bouncer. Grabbed up and on the return out across the 10 to the 15, turning the corner at the 20, on his feet to the 25. Breaking a tackle, diving out to the 30-yard line. That was carrying the football was Grady Behrens. Behrens with a nice return. He's going to have the ball to the 29-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Good job there by Grady.
Yeah, he has some shifty moves there, some good blocking in front, brought down by Colton Kuhlman for the Titans.
So now spot the football at the 29-yard line. It is imperative that Johnson Brock find some offense on this possession. They've given up two scoring drives, and really, hate to say it, but Thayer Central kind of moved down the field with ease. All right, at the 29-yard line, first and 10, Wyatt Fulton is in the shotgun formation. People shifting all over the place here. Fulton calling his starting count. Players are set, waiting for the snap, has the ball, wants to throw, sets in the pocket, goes out to the left of Behrens. Behrens makes a reception, dives forward, out to the 34-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 on the reception, and it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Nice conservative play by the Eagles, tackle made by Carson McLaughlin for the Titans.
That was Grady Behrens on the receiving end of that. Second down and 5 at the 34 is where they mark it. Gravatt sets as a tight end to the right. Cason Dollinghouse splits wide out to the left. and a slot to the left sets Kaler. Wyatt Fulton is in the shotgun. Quentin Barron set behind him. Fulton has the snap, pitches it back to Barron. Barron turns the corner, has the first down yardage, and Moore fights his way across the 40-yard line to the 39. And, hey, I'll tell you, he delivered a pretty good shot on the defender coming up to try and make the tackle on him. Quentin Barron did not want to go down easily.
You know who made that tackle? Mr. Sauerdyke. So that was another big collision this time on the other end.
Well, for Quentin Barron to be able to knock Sauerdyke down like that, that's impressive. All right, at the 39-yard line now of Thayer Central, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse goes wide to the left. Wide to the right comes Quentin Barron. Empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton on first and 10. Fulton has the snap. He'll run the ball right up the middle for 5, 6, 7 yards. Got about 6, I think. They're going to mark the ball at the 34-yard line. A gain of 6. It'll bring up 2nd down and 4.
Tackle made by Colton Kuhlman, and the Eagles are finding a little offense.
It's the end of the first quarter. We'll step aside for a 1-minute timeout. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2nd down and 4 at the 33-yard line. Wyatt Fulton in the shotgun takes a snap, runs the option, pitches back to his trailing back. 1st down yardage inside the 25, on his feet and taken out of bounds down near the 15-yard line goes Quentin Barron's on the carry. Barron's running tough.
How did he stay in bounds?
I'm not sure. He was tiptoeing down this left sideline.
Yeah.
And he's got the football all the way down to the 16 is where they're going to mark it. It'll be 1st and 10, Johnson Brock at the 16 here early in the second quarter. Johnson Brock trailing 16-0. All right, Brody Kaler goes wide to the right. Kaysen Dollinghouse wide to the left. Quentin Barron's in the backfield. Sets behind Wyatt Fulton. Hand off to Barron's right into the middle. Dives forward. He fights his way inside the 20 down near the 18-yard line. Looks like he got about 4 yards on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go for Johnson Brock.
Tackle made by Colton Kuhlman for the Titans.
Oh, he said, Blaine, how important this possession is, having given up 2 scoring drives to start the ball game. They need to get points on the board out of this one. Wide to the right goes Quentin Barron's. To the left sets up Kaler and Dollinghouse. Empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton. Fulton takes the snap, runs straight ahead. He's going to be hit, wrapped up, spun around, and maybe got a yard out of that. Fortunate to gain anything because he was hit in the backfield.
Yeah, that one was blown up right away, led by David Johnson for Thayer Central.
Actually, maybe he lost about a half a yard. Put the football now back out around the 12-yard line. 3rd down, we'll have to call it a long 5, almost 6 yards to go from the 12. 10:56 to play here in the first half. 16-0 our score. Johnson Brock trailing Thayer Central. On 3rd down and a long 6 to go from the 12-yard line. Spread formation, wide receivers to both sides of the field. Empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton. Fulton has the snap, sets in the pocket, throws to his left, pass complete to Kaler. Kaler dives forward, fights inside the 5, down near the 4. I think he's going to have 1st down yardage.
Yep, they're moving the chains. Tackle made by Sauerdyke for the Titans.
So it'll be 1st and goal for Johnson Brock at the 4-yard line. Good job of Brody Kaler. He made the reception. He was one-on-one out here with the cornerback and kind of gave him a hip and took it away and got down the sideline for 1st down yardage. All right, the ball is on the left hash mark at the 4-yard line, 1st and goal. Brody Kaler goes to the wide side of the field to the right. The ends are set in tight. Quentin Behrens is the running back. He sits to the left of Wyatt Fulton, and we're going to have timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 9:54 to play. Oh, the clock's still running. Look at that. Here in the second quarter, we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, back to live action. First and goal at the 4-yard line for Johnson Brock. Double tight end set now. Fulton has running backs behind him. Gives to Behrens up the middle. Behrens twisting, fighting forward, and he got down near the 1-yard line. Inside the 2, close to the 1 there for Quentin Behrens, the ball carrier. It'll bring up second down and goal. And they'll spot the ball, I guess, right on the 2-yard line is where they mark it.
Yeah, he almost got in there, but Sauerdijk overpowered him at the last minute.
Fulton comes to the sideline to pick up the play. Second down and goal at the 2, ball on the left hash mark. Johnson Brock going north to south, trying to get into the south end zone. Ends are set in tight once again. Robert Gravatt sets to the left. In the backfield, Quentin Behrens behind Fulton, the quarterback. Fulton has the snap. Gives to Behrens up the middle. Behrens hit in the backfield and again stopped at about the line of scrimmage. I don't think he gained anything. It's going to bring up third down and goal, and the ball is still going to be at the 2-yard line.
Sauerdijk and Johnson on the stop for the Titans.
Tell you what, this Titans football team, they're tough in the middle. All you got to do is look at the size of those kids in there. 250, 250, and the little guy is 230 in that defensive line.
Yeah, 52 nose tackle, James Bond, 265.
That's what you're trying to push around in there. All right, here we go. Third and goal at the 2. This time an empty backfield for Fulton with two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left. Fulton has the snap. He's going to run to the left. Tries to get in there, and he's going to be stopped at the 1-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth and goal. He got a gain of a yard, and it is just tough running against this Titan defensive line.
Johnson and Vorderstrass on the stop of the Titans. This is a big play here, Randy.
Yeah, Fulton got a gain of a yard, so now the ball is at the 1-yard line. Fourth down and goal at the 1. Johnson Brock. They had it first and goal at the 4. 3 plays later, they've reached the 1-yard line, and it's fourth down. Let's see what they do with it. Kaler comes out of the lineup. Fulton, they're going to have to hurry to get this play off and not get a delay of game here. They've spent an awful lot of time getting the play called. Wide receiver, Dollinghouse, wide to the right. He's counting off the time in the end zone. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Thayer Central. All right, so with 7:49 to go here in the first half, 16-0, Johnson Brock trails. We're back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the situation in Johnson. The ball is at the 1-yard line on the left hash mark. It's fourth down and goal for the Eagles. They're going to come out a tight end to the left, two running backs in the backfield. Dollinghouse went wide to the right. Fourth down and goal at the 1. Wyatt Fulton calls his starting count in the shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Pitches it back. Trying to run to the corner. They throw the ball into the end zone. Touchdown! How about that? They ran Behrens out to the right side. Then he tossed the pass. Who made the catch?
Chase Dollinghouse from Grady Behrens.
Yeah, they crossed me up on that one. I had to try and sort it out. Grady Behrens.
What a call.
To Kaysen Dollinghouse for the touchdown. It'll be a 1-yard touchdown pass. And they handed the ball off to Behrens. He started to his right, and, of course, as soon as he did, the defense came up to meet him. And then he just flipped the little pass out there to Cason Dollyhouse for the touchdown. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Fulton in the shotgun. Spread formation. Wide receivers. Man comes in motion. Fulton rolls to his right. Throws into the corner. Gravatt. Robert Gravatt makes the catch for the two-point conversion. Our score goes 16-8 with 7:42 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Screen Drive Recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. An 11-play, 51-yard drive capped off with a 1-yard touchdown pass from Grady Behrens to Cason Dollyhouse. 2-point conversion pass was complete to Robert Gravatt. Johnson Brock back within 8 now. 16-8 our score with 7:42 to play in the second quarter here at Johnson. Again, the Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, ready to kick the ball away is Brody Kaler. Has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Williams is a deep man. Dylan Williams waiting to return it. It'll be a short end-over-ender, bounces in front of Williams, picks the ball up at the 10. He's to the 15, the 20. On his feet at the 25, the 30, out to the 35 and brought down there. It'll be first and 10 near the 35-yard line for Thayer Central.
Tackle made by Cason Dollyhouse and Oliver Everett for Johnson Brock.
Tell you, Blaine, let's talk about that touchdown pass for a minute here. They pitched the ball out to Grady Behrens. He started to run to the right like he was going to run to the pylon. All the defense came up on him, and that left Cason Dollyhouse waiting in the end zone for the pass.
It was almost perfectly executed.
Oh, yeah, it was
beautiful.
Yeah, that was a great call. First down and 10 at the 35-yard line now for the Thayer Central Titans. They lead it 16-8. Lakin Weedle is the quarterback. Sam Sauerdyke sets behind him. Weedle has the snap, gives to Sauerdyke. Sauerdyke hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Big defensive play there for the Eagles.
Calvin Benham gets into the backfield and blows it up.
I tell you, he was waiting and had a hold of the ball carrier before he could even get started. Loss of 3 on the play. When you can tackle Mr. Sauerdyke for a loss of 3, you've done something.
By himself, too.
Yes, it was a 1-on-1 tackle. At the 32-yard line, second down and 13. Weedle with Sauerdyke behind him. In the gun, has the snap. Fakes the handoff to Sauerdyke, pulls it out, keeps it himself. He'll be dumped after a gain of about 5. He's got it out near the 37-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 8.
Grady Behrens brought Weedle down over there. But, again, those guys just finished the run so hard for the Titans. That was a collision over on the left side.
So now the football is marked at the 37-yard line, third down, and about 8 yards to go, third and 8 here. For the Titans of Thayer Central, they lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 16-8 at this point with 6:32 to play in the first half. We're at Johnson tonight with high school football. Here come the Titans over the ball on third down and long from their own 37-yard line. Weedle with Sauerdyke sitting on his right hip this time. A wide receiver to the left is Williams. Weedle takes the snap. He's back to pass. Dumps the ball over the middle. Pass going to be intercepted. Brody Kaler with the interception at the 30-yard line. He jumped the route, stepped right in front of the intended receiver. They were looking for Dylan Williams, and Brody Kaler couldn't have timed it more perfectly.
What a play by Brody Kaler.
Dylan Williams, the intended receiver, over the middle. Kaler jumped the route, jumped right in front of the intended receiver, went up and grabbed that ball out of the air. Great turnover there with the interception by Brody Kaler. He'll set his team up first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. That's just what this Johnson Brock team needed here. They were kind of hanging their heads a little when they were down 16-0, and they're right back in this puppy.
Big play there, Randy.
Wyatt Fulton brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll put a wide receiver, Quentin Behrens, to the near side of the field. Dollyhouse and Kaler split wide to the right. Fulton has an empty backfield on first and 10 from his own 29-yard line. In motion comes Dollinghouse, back to pass, getting away, now running upfield with the football. It goes Fulton, and Fulton gets driven out of bounds after a gain of 5 out to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Eagles.
Yeah, Fulton shifty. He broke away from one guy in the backfield, and then Colton Kuhlman pushed him out. But had he got around Kuhlman, he had another 10 or 15 yards, it looked like.
So now the football is spotted at the 34-yard line, second down and 5 yards to go for the Eagles. The clock shows 6:05 to play here. In the first half, our score 16-8, Thayer Central leading the Johnson-Brock Eagles. First round of the Class D1 8-man Nebraska State High School football playoffs. On second down and 5 at the 34. To the near side comes Taylor and Dollinghouse as wide receivers. Quentin Barron's in the backfield, goes in motion out to the right. They fake to the right, throw to the left to Kaler. Kaler's got the first down yardage and more. He crashes across the midfield stripe, down to the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Johnson-Brock at the 37 of the Titans from Thayer Central.
That was another well-executed play, and Casey Dollinghouse really did a good job of blocking up front. Carson McAuliffe with the tackle for the Titans.
Johnson-Brock moving from our right to left, right in front of the press box here from north to south. The ball is on the near side. Hash mark in from the east side, the white side of the field to the right. It's first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Dollinghouse comes to the near side as a wide out, split wide to the right goes Kaler in the backfield. Setting behind the quarterback, Fulton is Quentin Behrens. They throw to Behrens. He'll turn the corner to the right side. Got good yardage. He's fighting inside the 30, trying to get down close to first down yardage, then wrapped up and thrown back at about the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and short. Second down and less than a yard to go for the first down.
Yeah, Behrens kept his legs driving there. Was able to get close to that first down marker, brought down by Cole Vorderstrauss for the Titans.
We'll call it second down and one. The ball at the 28-yard line. Plenty of time here. 5:06 to play in the first half. Johnson-Brock would like to get down here and tie this puppy up before the intermission. At the 28-yard line, second down and a yard. Dollinghouse goes wide right. Brody Kaler comes to the left. In the backfield, that's Quentin Behrens sitting on the right hip of the quarterback, Wyatt Fulton. Fulton wants to throw. He's in trouble. Now down the sideline. Overthrows his intended receiver, Kaysen Dollinghouse. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and one at the 28-yard line with 4:46 to play and the clock stopped.
Yeah, the Eagles were a little discombobulated there, and the Titans stayed home and really no chance at anything positive happening.
Yeah,
so.
Looked like there might have been a little bit of miscommunication there. I'm not sure. Wyatt Fulton didn't look like it was unfolding the way he was expecting it to. Third down and one at the 28-yard line. Dollinghouse out to the right. Kaler in the slot to the right. Quentin Behrens to the left, and it's an empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton on third and one. They throw the pass out to the left. It's tipped and then falls incomplete. It was intended for Robert Gravatt. It was tipped, and Gravatt still almost came up with the catch even after the ball was tipped.
David Johnson with a really nice play for Thayer Central to get his hands on the ball.
So now, Johnson-Brock is faced with a fourth down and one situation. Boy, they had this ball. Second and one, and now it's fourth and one at the 28-yard line. 4:42 to play here in the first half. They need to keep this drive alive. With nearly 5 minutes to go, you don't want to give the ball back to that powerful Thayer Central offense. Here we go. Fourth and one at the 28. Eagles need a first down here bad. In a slot to the left is Kaler. Wide receiver Dollinghouse to the left. Behrens in the backfield. Pitch to Behrens. He'll turn the corner. He's hit. Dives forward, and he's going to get it on second effort. Great job by Quentin Behrens to get the ball to the 25-yard line. Could have easily been stopped short of the line of scrimmage, and his second effort got the first down for the Eagles.
Yeah, pure determination by Quentin Behrens. Brought down by David Johnson, but not after Quentin got the first down.
Quentin knew that if he was tackled on first contact, he was going to be short of the first down, and his second effort got the ball to the 25-yard line. All right, Fulton brings him up quickly on first and 10 at the 25. Behrens sets behind the quarterback, Fulton. Receivers Kaler and Dollinghouse wide to the right. They pitch the ball out to the right side. That's Kaler down the left sideline. Close to the first down marker. No, they're going to, ooh. He didn't get a real favorable spot there. They're going to mark the ball around the 17. Couple of yards short. I guess maybe my angle was deceiving, but it looked like he ran right out of bounds at that down mark.
Hurry up offense by the Eagles.
Second down and two. They'll go quickly from the 17-yard line. There's the snap. Handoff again goes up the middle. Carrying the football this time is Oliver Everett. Everett turned an ankle in that game last week at Lourdes, and I think this is his first action tonight. Everett in there, and he carries it forward down to the 25-yard line, enough for the first down yardage.
Yep, first down brought down by Vorderstrauss for the Titans.
What a time to call on your freshman there, Everett, to carry that ball for the first down. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line is where they mark it. Everett is in at the tailback now behind Wyatt Fulton. Receivers to either side. Dollinghouse to the far side. Kaler to the near side. There's the snap. He wants to throw. Looking for Kaler in the end zone. It's a jump ball. And I believe, touchdown. He caught the football. The line of scrimmage was the 15-yard line. Brody Kaler, that was just a jump ball, went up in the air and got that pass over the top of the defender.
That was awesome, Randy. I want to see a replay of that one.
He just out-jumped the defender. It was like a jump ball in basketball. Kaler went up in the air and came down with the reception in the left corner of the end zone. Pulls Johnson Brock back within two, 16-14 here. The score coming with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the second quarter. 15-yard pass to Brody Kaler from Wyatt Fulton. All right, now we're going to line up and go for two to try and tie it. Fulton has the ball. Oh, the pass into the end zone, and it's going to be good. Another screwy deal. Dollinghouse caught that, didn't he?
Great turns, got the handoff, got tackled, was able to get rid of it to Dollinghouse. Two-point conversion, good.
Yeah, same thing they did, what they did in the touchdown. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Showing Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A 15-yard touchdown pass. Wyatt Fulton to Brody Kaler capped a 10-play, 51-yard drive. A bit of trickery on the 2-point conversion pass. Brady Behrens threw the pass to Cason Dollinghouse as he was being tackled. Ties the score up at 16 all with 3:41 to play in the first half here in Johnson. Again, the Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. It's your future. Let's protect it. How about that, Blaine?
Yeah, you know, that drive was just about what the Eagles needed. Took 10 plays, nice time off the clock, kept the Titan offense off the field.
Well, they got down 16-0, and they were hanging their heads a little bit there, and boy, they're right back in it. All right, Brody Kaler has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Dylan Williams is the deep man. Kaler coming forward. Here's his kick. End over ender. Williams runs up and fields the ball at the 10. Bobbles the ball out to the 15. Picked it up, and oh, did he get hammered. Got tackled big time at about the 18-yard line. He was very fortunate to hang on to that football.
Yeah, he grabbed the ball, stood up, and Oliver Everett was right there to meet him for the Eagles.
Yeah, that was a big hit. So the ball is going to be marked at the 17, maybe the 18-yard line, I guess. First and 10 at the 18, 3:37 to play here in the first half. The score all tied at 16 apiece. Thayer Central sets with a single running back, Sauerdyke, behind the quarterback. They fake the handoff to Sauerdyke, keeping it running around the left side is Weedle. Weedle got about 2 yards out near the 20-yard line. They'll mark it. It'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go.
Tackled by Gravatt and Grady Behrens for Johnson Brock.
My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play for you. That's Blaine Behrens over there. MJ Evans, our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Second down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Again, that same formation with Weedle in the backfield and the shotgun with Sauerdyke set behind him 5 yards. Pitch to Sauerdyke. He comes to the left, turns the corner at the 20, cuts back inside, hit, wrapped up at the 25-yard line. Good solid defense and tackling by the Eagles here on the near sideline.
Yeah, Austin Meyer was not going to let Sauerdyke go.
Gain on the play gets the football out to the 24-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll bring up third down and four. This would be a huge stop here. If Johnson Brock could get a stop on third down, get the ball back, 2:30 and running here with the clock, they would have time to try and do something with it. Big third down here. You got to stop them first. Third and four at the 24-yard line. Direct snap's going to go right to Sauerdyke. Surprise, surprise. Sauerdyke runs into the middle. He's hit. Stood up at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. He didn't get a thing. Maybe half a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down, and boy, you'd have to be a real gambling man to go for this one.
It's an interesting call. That Eagles defense held strong, led by Benham and Austin Meyer.
They've got a lot of confidence in Mr. Sauerdyke. It's fourth down and four. The football is at the 24-yard line. There's a minute 52 to play here, and I think they're going to punt the football. At least they're coming out appearing that they're going to punt the football. We'll see who the kicker is. Is it Sauerdyke? I'd be surprised if it was anybody else. He does everything for them. Fourth down, 4 yards to go at the 24-yard line. Sauerdyke is the punter, but he's also a heck of a runner. Now we're going to have timeout taken. Timeout with a minute 29 to play in the first half. The score all tied at 16. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, I have a very special friend in Louisville, Kentucky, Matt Prophet, listening to the broadcast again tonight. Matt's become a faithful listener to Sunny 101.3 in Nebraska high school football. So, Matt Prophet, glad to have you tuned in tonight down in Louisville, Kentucky. Fourth down and 4 yards to go at the 24-yard line. Looks like they're going to go after it here. They're going to have Sauerdyke and Weedle in the backfield. Pitch to Sauerdyke. He runs to the corner. Hit and taken out of bounds. I don't think he got there. It looks like they stopped him short. We'll have to wait and see where they say he stepped out. It did not look like he made it to the down marker. And he's about a yard short.
Yeah, he's short. He dropped the ball out of bounds anyways.
Johnson Brock is going to take over. Wow. Minute 24 to go. All tied up at 16. The line of scrimmage is at the 27-yard line. So an opportunity here for the Eagles.
That was a big gamble, and that whole Eagles defense held strong over there, Randy.
I was going to ask you who got the hit.
All of them. They ran him out.
They were all in on it. Yep.
If they were all in on it, he was probably going to get the first down.
At the 27-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Split a wide receiver to the right side. That's Dollinghouse. To the near side comes Kaler. They threw the long pass a while ago for a touchdown. Fulton in the gun, has the snap, has time. Throwing down the right sideline, looking for Dollinghouse. He's got a touchdown! A flag is thrown in, but I think it's going to be on the defense. We're going to wait till they sort this out. Dollinghouse caught the football and took it in. Maybe they're going to call it on the receiver. Let's wait and see. They're coming back up the field, and they're walking back this way. That doesn't look good for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse did a great job of catching the ball down there. But they're going to bring it back. I think they're going to call offensive pass interference. Is that what it's going to be?
Still an amazing catch.
Yes, it was. Oh, what a tough break there. Yes, that's what it is. Offensive pass interference. Well, Dollinghouse was down there battling with the defender. He must have pushed off on him right at the goal line. Dollinghouse, in the middle of all that, managed to pull down the football, get into the end zone for an apparent touchdown. But the penalty yardage is going to bring the football back to Johnson Brock territory at the 38-yard line, where it's going to be first down and 25 yards to go. Clock shows a minute 19 to play here in the first half. The score all tied at 16 apiece. On first and 25 from their own 38-yard line, Wyatt Fulton brings the Eagles up to the line of scrimmage. Dollinghouse splits wide to the left. Look where they're letting Dollinghouse line up. Pitch the ball back to the left to Quentin Behrens. Behrens twists, fights his way forward, spins across the midfield stripe down to the 36-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6 yards on the carry, and it'll bring up second down. Still about 19 yards to go. Clock with 1 minute to play here. Working quickly on second down. Back to pass. Down the left sideline looking for Dollinghouse. And the pass is overthrown. Goes out of bounds. Falls incomplete. Stops the clock with 53 seconds to go here in the first half. And now what do we got? Another flag?
More laundry on the field.
Oh, and another holding call against Johnson Brock.
He's going the wrong direction, Randy.
Penalty flags have really hurt Johnson Brock on this possession. They had an apparent touchdown called back down there because of an offensive pass interference. Now a holding call on this effort puts the ball clear back to the 34-yard line. Now you have to start worrying about giving the ball back with 53 seconds to go here. Wonder what the timeout situation is for Thayer Central. I know they used one or two of them. All right, here's the deal. The ball's at the 34-yard line. Second down and 25 yards to go from the 34. Their own 34. Clock shows 53 seconds to play. Here in the half, we're tied at 16 each. Wyatt Fulton with two receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Fulton wants to throw. Fulton throws it out to the left. Oh, that might be a flag. Oh, my. The intended receiver was Robert Gravatt. He was tackled well ahead of the football arriving. And Robert is asking the question, what happened to me there? Incompleted pass stops the clock with 50 seconds. Did you see what I did?
No comment, sir.
Okay. What you're saying is you thought he was tackled too before the ball got there. It's all right, Blaine. Now, we don't usually question things like that, but that one was pretty obvious. Third down and a quarter of a mile to go from the 34-yard line for Johnson Brock from their own 34. Wyatt Fulton in the shotgun. Behrens set behind him, has the snap, pitches the ball back. Kaler tries to run the corner around the right side, turns it up. Ooh, got hit on the sideline as he was going out of bounds, and Brody didn't like that very much.
Well, that could have been targeting, Randy.
Sure could have.
That was
lowered the head. Yep.
I don't know if that was, not sure if that was Sauerdag maybe, but yep, that was a collision there.
He went out of bounds. The heck of it is, that stops the clock because he went out of bounds with 43 seconds, and now Johnson Brock's going to have to punt the ball back over and give it to Thayer Central with 43 seconds to go. Back deep to return the punt will be Dylan Williams. He'll be the deep man. Brody Kaler to do the punting. Stands at his own 25-yard line. Less than a minute to go here. The score all tied at 16. Kaler waiting for the snap. Has the ball. Here comes the rush. Got the punt away. Ball is going to bounce inside the 20 and go out of bounds at around the 15-yard line. No chance for a return. So now, after Johnson Brock had their final possession, now Thayer Central is going to get a shot at it. They're going to have the ball first and 10, and they're going to start at their own 20-yard line with 37 seconds left to play here in the first half at Johnson. Again, the score all tied at 16 apiece. Thayer Central jumped out to a 16-point lead. Johnson Brock answered with a pair of touchdowns of their own. Now let's see what the Titans can do from their own 25. Lakin Weedle has the ever-dangerous Sam Sauerdijk in the backfield set to his left. In the shotgun formation on first and 10, Sauerdijk up the middle. Ooh, Sauerdijk met a brick wall there. Got a couple of yards, but he paid for him. He's a 210-pound running back, and they stood him straight up and stopped him.
Yeah, Gavin Perry led the way for Johnson Brock on that defensive stop.
Well, Perry's not a little guy himself there, so.
He's strong.
Second down, 8 yards to go after a gain of 2. Clock is running. They're not that excited about conserving the time here, are they? Second down and 8. This will probably be the final play of the half. Weedle has the snap. Weedle gives to Sauerdijk. Sauerdijk comes out to the left. Ooh, broke a couple of tackles. Now he's going to get ganged. Count them. 7 players.
Yeah.
Had a piece of him.
There we go.
Time expires, and there's the end of the first half. At the half, the score, Thayer Central 16, Johnson Brock 16. Stay with us for our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We'll step aside now for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Well, kind of a tale of two quarters of football here in the first half of this one. Thayer Central Titans jumped out to an early lead, 7:35 to play in the first quarter. A 15-yard run by Sam Sauerdyke capped an 8-play, 47-yard drive. Sauerdyke carried in for the 2-point conversion, and quickly it was 8-0. Then with 1:21 to play, still in the first quarter, this time an 11-yard run by Sam Sauerdyke for a touchdown. This capped an 8-play, 54-yard drive. Sauerdyke, same thing, ditto, carried in for the 2-point conversion, and suddenly it was 16-0 in the first quarter, and it looked like the Titans were in charge of this ball game. Not so fast. Johnson Brock came battling back in the second period, put together an 11-play, 51-yard drive, and with 7:42 to play in the second quarter, Grady Behrens completed a pass to Cason Dollinghouse for a 1-yard touchdown. That capped an 11-play, 51-yard drive. Fulton then passed to Robert Gravatt for the 2-point conversion. Johnson Brock was back within 8 at 16-8. In the ensuing possession, Brody Kaler came up with a huge interception down at the 29-yard line, jumped up, jumped the route in front of the intended receiver, came up with the football, and gave it back to his Eagle teammates. Johnson Brock wasted no time. They moved down the field, 10 plays, 51 yards, and with 3:41 to go in the first half, Wyatt Fulton connected with Brody Kaler for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Then Grady Behrens took a handoff, rolled to his right, and then threw a pass as he was being tackled to Cason Dollinghouse for the 2-point conversion and tied the score at 16-all with 3:41 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock had another possession, another opportunity, and they had a touchdown, an apparent touchdown called back on a pass interference call. So right now, at the half, we stand all tied at 16 apiece. This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the exciting third quarter here in Johnson. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear tonight with a chance for storms. Lows around 48, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 35. Mainly sunny Saturday with daytime highs approaching 62. 73 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barons, back with you in Johnson, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles all tied up with the Thayer Central Titans at 16 apiece here at halftime. We'll have more high school football for you tomorrow night here on the Sunny 101.3. I'll be moving across the river to Fairfax, Missouri. South Holt will be facing East Atchison. Again, that game will be played at Fairfax, not at Tarkio. And it'll be South Holt and East Atchison. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pregame show at 6:40. That'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. Also tomorrow night, John Nixon will be on our sister station, KTNC, as the Fairbury Jeffs come to Fall City to face the Fall City Tigers. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Jug Brown Stadium. Then Saturday morning on KTNC, our pregame show for Husker football begins at 9 a.m. with an 11 o'clock kickoff. The Cornhuskers taking on Ohio State. Sunday afternoon, back here on Sunny 101.3, it'll be Kansas City Chiefs football, 3:25 kickoff, as they face the Las Vegas Raiders. So any way you slice it up, we've got a lot of football coming up for you this weekend, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. We're going to step aside for one more two-minute break, and then we'll come back with third quarter action after this two-minute timeout. You're enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles playoff football on Sunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save the date for the Community Medical Center Health Fair, Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the SCC Learning Center on Billshock Boulevard in Falls City. There'll be health screenings, flu shot, info on CMC hospital services, dental care, memory care support, senior living, pharmacy, Syndica, Head Start, plus Medicare enrollment information, and much more. It's all Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. The Community Medical Center Health Fair, taking place at the SCC Learning Center in Falls City.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson. The score all tied at 16 apiece. The Thayer Central Titans, the Johnson Brock Eagles. First round action of the Class D1 8-man Nebraska State football playoffs. After they get the winners of these first games, they'll completely reseed the whole thing. They pay no attention whatsoever to geography. That's how I sometimes end up in places like Benkelman and Arthur County a couple of years ago. We were out at Benkelman. Then a week later, we went with Pawnee City to Arthur County. So nobody knows. The big thing is you got to win the game here tonight first before you worry about going anywhere else. We mentioned the upcoming games this weekend, Saturday morning on KTNC, the Cornhuskers, 11 o'clock kickoff, Ohio State. Blaine, your thoughts on that one?
Hey, you know, Nebraska is a great state, and probably one of our strengths is we're always hopeful. So, you know, we got to go in and play the game and see what happens.
Well, they're going to have to certainly bounce back from that performance in Indiana. That was I guess
mixed play mentality, Randy.
Yeah, a little bit of disappointment for a lot of folks on that one, expecting maybe more out of the team, especially on the defensive side. I just didn't expect them to give up those kind of points in that ball game, but we'll find out. We joined the Cornhusker Husker Football Network 2 hours before kickoff, so that means we'll pick up at 9 a.m. Saturday morning on KTNC, and then at 11 o'clock kickoff for that one. So I saw a great football game at Peru Saturday afternoon. The Bobcats got down 14-0, came back and won the ball game in the fourth quarter, 28-21. You talk about a gorgeous afternoon for football in the Oak Bowl. The leaves are just starting to turn. They're not at their prime yet, but one of the prettiest places to play football anywhere around southeast Nebraska is Peru State's Oak Bowl, and I had a sideline pass down there taking some pictures. Just a great time. Saw a lot of old friends. We had a lot of folks back from the 1990 National Championship team. Head coach Tom Shea was back in town, and of course that brought a lot of his players back for homecoming, and always fun to get together with that group and reminisce, and some pretty tall tales get told when that group gets together out there. Okay, we're about ready to move into second half action. This could be a interesting half of football. Buckle up, settle in, and get ready to go. Johnson Brock will have the first possession. If you recall, Thayer Central won the coin toss and wanted the football first to start the ball game, so Johnson Brock gets to receive to start quarter number three. Thayer Central tees the ball up. Who else? Sam Sauerdyke has it teed at the 30. Back deep to return it. Barron's on the far side. Brody Kaler on the near side. Here's the kick. Like Barron's will field the football at the 7, starts to his right, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25. There's a flag thrown, and he's taken out of bounds at the 25, but we got a flag thrown back around the 23-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Sauerdyke. That right side was sealed nicely, and I think we know why the Eagles were maybe guilty.
Yeah, Grady Barron's was on the return there for Johnson Brock, waiting for the white hat, holding as the call against the Eagles.
Yep.
That's unfortunate because they were set up with reasonably good field position out here. Barron's had got the football. He had it out to the 26-yard line. They're going to mark Johnson Brock all the way back down to their own 13 is where they'll start this drive, at the 13. In my estimation, that would be a real good place to start a 67-yard scoring drive.
Sounds good.
From the 13, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Opening play of the second half. All tied up at 16 apiece. Wyatt Fulton is the quarterback. Two receivers to the left side. That's Kaler and Barron's. Calling his count is Fulton. Fulton throws the ball out to the left to Kaler. Kaler turns it upfield to 15, out to the 20-yard line, and dropped there after a gain of about 7 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go at the 20.
Tackle made by Carson McLaughlin, but Kaler with a shifty move to make Sauerdyke miss.
He was awful close to getting loose down this left sideline. Put it at the 20-yard line on the left hash mark. Second down and 3 yards to go for the Eagles. Tied at 16 apiece if you're just checking in with us. Here in the 8-man playoff, we're playing in Johnson tonight. To the left side comes Dollinghouse and Kaler. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton in the backfield. Calling his cadence. Waiting for the snap, he's got the football. Fakes one throw over the middle to Dollinghouse. Oh, and Dollinghouse had a step on the receiver, on the defender, and the ball just overthrown. Very well executed. Dollinghouse catches that. He may be gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Crawl on the coverage, but just missed by Fulton on the pass.
Just off his fingertips. That was well executed. They did a little pump fake out here to the left. Then brought Dollinghouse back over the middle from left to right on a little slant pattern.
Yeah, it worked well.
Third down now and 3 at the 20. Now you got to concern yourself with getting the first down here. Empty backfield for Wyatt Fulton, the sophomore signal caller. Fulton all alone in the shotgun formation. On third down and 3, he's got the snap and whistle sound and flags fly. And you know what? Another penalty flag against Johnson Brock. That's their third one already on this possession. Somebody downstairs on the second floor of the press box not happy.
Well, you know, we kind of ended that first half going the wrong direction, and that's how the Eagles
starting this
second
one. Yeah.
Penalty
yardage puts the football back to the 15-yard line, and instead of third down and 2, it's third down and 8 now. Third and long from the 15. Fulton brings the play in from the sideline. Coaching staff not happy down here on the sideline with all these flags. Third down and 8 at the 15. Dollyhouse comes to the left. Kaler goes wide to the right. Quentin Barron sets in the backfield with Wyatt Fulton. Dollyhouse comes in motion. They throw the ball out to Fulton, or to Barron's, and Barron's gets the ball across the 15 to the 16. Only got about a yard. It'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. And there you have it. The penalty flags just destroyed that drive.
Brady, Dagan Hart, and Colton Kuhlman on the stop for the Titans.
It'll be a punting situation for the Eagles. The line of scrimmage is at their own 16-yard line. Brody Kaler will do the punting. Back deep to return the punt will be Dylan Williams. He's a 185-pound senior return man. Williams is going to stand at his own 28-yard line to wait for Kaler's kick. Brody Kaler standing at his own 4-yard line, gets the snap, got the punt out of there. Oh, he moved one. He's going to back the return man Williams up. Williams has to chase after the ball. It's inside the 10. He's scared to pick it up, but it's going to be touchdown at the 5-yard line. He kicked it from the 5, and he kicked it to the 5, 70 yards in the air.
Wow.
What a job by Brody Kaler to pin him back to the 5-yard line. No chance for Dylan Williams to pick that up, and I don't blame him. There were defenders all around him.
He didn't dare. Figured out how far it was going back. He didn't stand a chance.
He didn't dare try to pick that up with the defenders closing in on him like they were.
Flip the field here. Good job by Brody Kaler.
So Kaler pins the Titans all the way down inside their own 5, the tip of the football touching the 5-yard line. Lakin Weedle is the quarterback. Weedle sets in the shotgun. Sauerdyke sets to his right. Weedle fakes the handoff, keeps it himself up the middle, only a couple. He's out to about the 7-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 8 now for the Titans.
Gavin Perry and Austin Meyer on the stop for Jonathan Brock.
Spot the football at the 7-yard line, second down and 8. The score tied at 16 apiece, 9:35 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. 8-man Class D1 Nebraska State football playoffs, first round action. Titans come over the football on second down and 8 from their own 7-yard line. Same formation as usual. Weedle in the shotgun with Sauerdyke back there with him. Pitch the ball to Sauerdyke. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss on the play. They got him back to the 5-yard line. He'll lose a couple.
Austin Meyer stayed home for the Eagles. Little help from Brody Kaler.
I'm not sure how that play was supposed to unfold because Sauerdyke, he's a tough runner, but he had no help at all. He came out there and there was nobody there but defenders waiting for him.
Yeah, it's kind of strung out, but
he lost yardage back inside the 6. It's third down and 9 now. Big third down play here for this Johnson Brock defense. Weedle is going to, no, they're going to direct snap it to Sauerdyke. That's a big surprise, huh? Sauerdyke stands at his own goal line, got the snap, starts to his left, wants to run with the football, turns the corner, hit and dropped at the 10-yard line, well short of the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 6 yards to go.
Wyatt Fulton and Grady Barron's on the stop for Johnson Brock.
This time I think we're looking at a punt. Fourth down and 6. The line of scrimmage is at the 9. Sauerdyke will stand at his own goal line to get the snap. Back deep to return it for Johnson Brock is going to be Grady Barron's, right? Is that Grady?
That's Grady.
Grady Barron's is waiting at his own 37. Sauerdyke waiting for the snap to punt the ball out of there. Big defensive stand there for the Eagles. Now he's going to stand at his own goal line to catch this to punt it. And he will punt the ball out of there. Hangs it up. Barron's fields the football at the 35. Got away from the first man. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, at the 25. And taken out of bounds near the 25-yard line goes Grady Barron's. Great job on the return. Did you see the way he gave him a hip and took it away on the first man that came down on him?
He caught that punt. No hesitation. Made one of them guys miss and then run out of bounds by David Johnson.
He gives the Eagles outstanding field position. They begin this drive at the 25-yard line of Thayer Central. So once again, the Eagles have a chance after trailing 16-0 to maybe take a lead on this possession. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton puts Quentin Barron's wide to the right, Dollyhouse and Kaler to the left. He tries to run straight up the middle for short yardage. Got about 3 on the carry. Looks like he's down near the 22-yard line. Going to bring up second down and about they're going to give him 4 maybe. Second down and 6.
Dagan Hart and Johnson on the stop for Thayer Central.
Now the official stops play here for just a moment. Not sure what that was all about. Okay, they'll give him a gain of 3. It's going to be 2nd down and 7 with the football at the 22-yard line. 7:13 to play, third quarter. We're all tied at 16 apiece. Eagles come over the football. Tight end set to the left is Robert Gravatt. Dollinghouse and Kaler wide to the right. Barron's in the backfield with Fulton. They pitch the ball to Barron's. He turns the corner at the 20. He's going to get the first down yardage. He's inside the 15. Fighting down near the 12, maybe near the 11. Just did not want to be tackled. Great job running the football.
Yeah, he kept going there. Sauerdyke brought him down. I want to give credit there to Gavin Perriott. Did you see that block up there up front? He just pancaked his man.
Hard to tackle somebody when you're flat on your back. That's what Perriott did to the defender. 1st down and 10, Johnson Brock. The ball is at the 12-yard line. They're moving north to south, right to left. The 12-yard line on the right side hash mark. Two receivers to the left. Obviously, that's Dollinghouse and Kaler. Wyatt Fulton in the shotgun on 1st down. Fakes the handoff. Jogs away from one guy. Fighting inside the 5, down near the 3. He did not get in there, but he's going to be awfully close to a 1st down.
Colton Kuhlman on the stop, but Fulton's showing some shiftiness there.
That's
for the
going
Eagles.
To be 1st and goal at the 2-yard line. Great job by Wyatt Fulton. The would-be tacklers had him wrapped up, and he got away and took the ball to the 2-yard line. I get nervous at how much time they take in calling this play and sending it in here. Here comes Wyatt Fulton bringing in the play. 1st and goal. The ball is at the 2-yard line. Now, we down here before, it took 2 or 3 punches. Let's see what they can do. Left side hash mark. Wide receiver Kaler goes wide to the right. The running back, Quentin Barron, sets behind Fulton. Hand the ball off to Barron's. He runs to the left. He's going to be hit. Fighting, spinning, trying to get around. He got nothing. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, David Johnson brought him down.
This is where the Titans get tough, down here inside the 5-yard line. Now we've got a player shaking up down here on the left sideline, and we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Something that affects us all, our bone and joint health. Whether you're hitting the gym, working hard on the farm, or just staying active, taking care of your bones and joints is key to staying mobile and pain-free. At Nemaha County Hospital, they've got expert care for everything from arthritis to joint injuries and even post-surgery rehab. Their physical therapy team is ready to help you keep moving and regain strength. Learn more about keeping your bones and joints healthy by calling our therapy department. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Player shaken up. I think he just had a cramp there. He's walking it off on the sideline. He'll be okay. It's 2nd down and goal. The ball is at the 3-yard line now. Loss of a yard. Wide receiver split wide to the right is Brody Kaler. Quarterback Wyatt Fulton takes the snap. He'll run it himself. He's going to be hit and dropped again at the line of scrimmage. And Johnson Brock just having a dickens of a time when they get down here inside the 5 trying to get that thing into the end zone. It came down to 4th and 1 last time, and they had to come up with a trick play on a pass to get the TD out of it.
Yeah, deja vu here. Sauerdyke in on the stop for Thayer Central.
They did get a gain of a yard. The ball is back to the 2-yard line now. It's 3rd down and 2. 3rd and goal from the 2. Clock shows 4:41 and running here in the third quarter, tied at 16 all. This is just like back in the first half. Okay, they'll line up. Wyatt Fulton in the gun. Wide receiver to the right. Quarterback Fulton has a man in motion, rolls to his right, wants to throw the football, now tries to run it. Crashing in there for the touchdown. He got in. Touchdown, Wyatt Fulton on a 3-yard scramble. That was a pass play all the way, and Fulton just had to finally duck it in and take it in for the TD. The score coming with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter, a 3-yard run by Wyatt Fulton. All right, the ball is going to be teed up now and set up for the 2-point conversion. Score goes 22-16. Johnson Brock with their first lead of the ball game. These 2-point conversions, so critical here. Wide receiver to the left, Dollinghouse. In a slot to the left sets Brody Kaler. In the backfield, is that Everett now back there? Oliver Everett in the backfield as the running back. They pitch the ball. No, on an inside handoff, it goes back to Kaler, and he'll go in there and gets in for the two-point conversion. A little bit of trickery, and Kaler deceived him, got into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and the score goes 24-16. Johnson Brock on top, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock with their first lead to the ball game. They go up 24-16 with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. 3-yard touchdown run on a quarterback scramble by Wyatt Fulton capped a 7-play 25-yard drive. Brody Kaler carried in for the 2-point conversion, makes it 24-16. This scoring drive recap presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, teeing the football up at the 30-yard line here for Johnson Brock. We've got a different kicker in there, don't we?
Caleb Bowling, I believe.
Okay, Caleb Bowling's going to handle the kicking here instead of Brody Kaler, who's been doing it.
Number 24, right?
Yes, that's right. So Bowling has it teed at the 30. Williams is back deep. He'll come forward. Here's his kick. Ooh, a nice driving end-over-ender. Williams backs down and fields it at the 1. Comes out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Down the left sideline, hit there and drops short of the 20-yard line. He got it out to about the 17 or 18. And that's where the Titans will start first and 10, now trailing 24-16 with 4:14 to play here in the third quarter.
Tackled by Oliver Everett, and there's another Eagle down. Randy, I was trying to figure out who that is. Might be Quinn Barnes again. I think he's cramping.
All right, it's just a cramp. He's going to get up and try and run it off here, I think.
He's going to have to get something to get hydrated here.
So, they'll start first and 10 now. Thayer Central working from their own 19-yard line is where they mark it down. First and 10 at the 19. Lakin Weedle is the quarterback, a junior, weighs 185 pounds. Got his sidekick, Sam Sauerdyke, back there with him per usual. Keeps it himself. Weedle fakes a handoff to Sauerdyke. He'll run it forward for about 5 yards. Gets the ball out to the 24-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Titans. 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. 24-16, your Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Thayer Central Titans.
Yeah, the Eagles bench getting fired up down here in front of us, Randy. That's some good energy.
All right, the ball at the 24-yard line on the right hash mark. The Titans move from south to north, from our left to right. Behind the quarterback, Weedle sets Sam Sauerdyke. Two receivers, wide right. Take the pitch. Now they're going to throw it deep downfield. The receiver is there and incomplete. He dropped the football. It was in his hands. Not able to pull it down was Brady Degenhart. Degenhart was well covered, but the ball dropped right into his hands.
That was a great ball, but Wyatt Fulton and Grady Behrens were right there to kind of mess up Degenhart's vision, it looked like.
I think they messed up his vision and maybe his concentration. It's a little hard to concentrate on that football with those two guys breathing down your neck like they were. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 3:31 to go here, and now it's a big third down play. Third down and 6 from the 24-yard line. Weedle on third and 6. Direct snap's going to go to Sauerdyke. Oh, Sauerdyke takes the handoff. Uh-oh, he's into the open. At midfield, the 40. Wrapped up, grabbed, taken out of bounds near the 35. Brody Kaler could not get the big man off his feet, but he just held on for dear life till help came and they got him out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, Sauerdyke was kind of due to break one out that left side, and he did her. First down, Titans.
Oh, thing is, even after Brody Kaler got a hold of him, you know, Kaler's just couldn't get him off his feet.
Yeah,
that's all it was to it.
Tough run.
At the 34-yard line of Johnson Brock, his first and 10, Thayer Central. Weedle will take the snap this time. Behind him is Sauerdyke. Gives to Sauerdyke straight up the middle. Sauerdyke just running over people. And he's got the football down inside the 30, a gain of about 5. It's going to bring up second down and 5. You kind of get the feeling that if Thayer Central is going to be successful here, Sam Dykes just going to have to take over.
Yeah, you're right. He's
and
a tough runner.
They tell me that's what he's been doing all season.
He may wear out the Eagle D. We'll see.
Second down and 5 at the 29-yard line. Sauerdyke in the backfield. Weedle has the snap. Gives the no face to Sauerdyke. Keeps it himself into the open 20. 15, 10, 5, and he'll go for the touchdown. And that will be a 29-yard touchdown run. Lost my blue pen here, my friend. 29 yards on the touchdown run by Weedle, the quarterback. And the score comes with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Makes it 24-22. Now, the all-important extra point here to try and tie it. They'll go for 2. Weedle will be the quarterback. Lincoln Weedle. No, they're going to direct snap it to Sauerdyke. Sauerdyke takes a snap. It's a low snap. He wants to throw the football, rolling to his right. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. They did not get there. It failed. Johnson Brock stays on top, 24-22 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A scoring drive for Thayer Central. 5 plays, 61 yards. Capped off with a 29-yard run by the quarterback, Lakin Weedle, for the TD. The conversion attempt failed, and Johnson Brock is clinging to a 2-point lead, 24-22, with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Hey, Randy, let's remember that stop right there in that 2-point conversion by Robert Gravatt for the Eagles. That was big.
Peru State men's basketball. They're up over Haskell Indian Nation, 48-26. 48-26, Peru State leading in men's basketball. All right, here's the kickoff. Going to be picked up at the 10-yard line. Trying to go to his right, out to the 15, the 20. Is that Behrens? I think he's out across the 25, out near the 26. Trying to see who the return man was.
That's lost Grady Behrens.
Yeah,
his helmet got ripped
off. Grady Behrens lost his helmet out there.
Tackled by Johnson.
So Johnson Brock, with a 2-point lead, will start with reasonably good field position. They'll be first and 10 from their own 26-yard line is where they mark it. The Eagles up by 2 now. Here with around 2 minutes to go, 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Wyatt Fulton is your quarterback. He trots out onto the field and brings in the play from the sideline. Is Quentin Behrens back out there?
Oliver Everett's in for Quentin. I think Quentin's hydrating down here. He was
okay, Oliver Everett is the running back set behind Wyatt Fulton. Dollinghouse and Kaler come to the left side of the field as wide receivers. They run to the left. They pitch it back to Oliver Everett. Everett hit hard, still churning forward. He was doing that at Lourdes last week after he gets hit. Everett doesn't like to be tackled. He wants to get that extra 2 or 3 yards. His extra effort got him about 3 on the carry.
Yeah,
puts the football out to the 28-yard line. It'll be second down and a long 7 to go here.
Tough runner for a freshman. Colton Kuhlman on the stop for the Titans.
Clock now shows 2:07 and running in the third quarter. Again, the score, 24-22, Johnson Brock on top. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse splitting wide to the right. Set in a slot to the right is Brody Kaler. Oliver Everett is the running back in the backfield. They snap the ball back to pass. Fulton over the middle. Oh, it was intended for Kaler, thrown just a little bit behind him. There was Sauerdyke, was there on the defense with Kaler, and Kaler tried to reach back but could not gather that one in.
Yeah, pretty good coverage there by Sauerdyke and the Titan D.
So it's going to bring up third down He'll call with 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line. Ball on the left side hash mark here. Johnson Brock moving north to south from our right to left. Fulton gets the play from the sideline, brings it in. Again, Dollinghouse wide right, Kaler slot right. Running back is Everett, Oliver Everett. Back to pass, Wyatt Fulton, he's got time. Now ducks in. He's hit, going to be sacked and dropped for a loss. Back near the 25-yard line, and he's hurt. Grabbing an ankle. That might be a cramp.
Dylan Williams and Cole Vorderstrass on the good pursuit up the middle for the Titans.
Timeout taken here on the field. I think that's just a leg cramp right now that we're seeing for Wyatt Fulton. He grabbed that ankle and it scared me for a minute, but I think he was just trying to stretch the muscle out himself. We're going to keep it here live because the minute I go to commercial, they pop right up and get going. With the stop, he lost yardage back to the 26-yard line. Johnson Brock is going to be facing fourth down and 10 from their own 26. They're going to be in a punting situation. But players have been having a lot of trouble tonight with cramping out here and hydration. And it's not that warm. I mean, we were 75 at kickoff, temperature 69 degrees now. I mean, I say it's not warm. We're sitting here in the press box. I suppose if you're running up and down that turf, but all in all, a pretty nice evening for a football game here. Okay, punting situation. Brody Kaler will stand to punt the ball away at his own 15-yard line. Williams is back deep to return it. Kaler waiting for a snap on 4th and 10 from the 26. Gets a good snap. He will get the punt away. A nice spiral. Williams runs up and fields the ball. He bobbles it. Ball is loose on the turf. Everybody's after it. And I think the Titans lucked out and got back on it at the 28-yard line. Oh, man, there were three Johnson Brock red jerseys in the area. Three of them had a shot at it, and the ball just took a bad bounce for the Eagles, went right into the arms of one of the Thayer Central Titans, and they recovered the ball. That was a really risky thing that Dylan Williams did to try and field that.
Good break for the Titans. Tough break for the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles get a recovery there, and this could be interesting. At the 28-yard line, first and 10 for Thayer Central. Titans over the ball. Lake and Weedle, the quarterback. Two running backs set back there with him this time. Fake the handoff to Sauerdyke. Weedle's got it. He's breaking into the open again. Down the left sideline, and there he goes from the 28-yard line. A 52-yard touchdown run by Weedle. 52 yards on this one all the way for the TD down the right sideline. And you can see once he stepped out there, nobody was going to catch up to him. 52 yards on the run. Score coming with 1:05 to play here in the third quarter. It was just a minute or so ago that he scored the other one on a 29-yard run. This one from 52. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Sauerdyke will get the direct snap once again. Has the snap, runs straight into the middle, goes in there, runs over people, and gets it in for the two-point conversion. So now our score goes 30-24, Titans back on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, that was a quick one. That drive, one play, 52 yards, a quarterback keeper by Lake and Weedle. The conversion was good by Sauerdyke, and now it's 30-24. Thayer Central back on top by 6 with 1:05 left to play here in the third quarter in Johnson. Sam Sauerdyke tees the football at the 30 to kick it away here for the ensuing kickoff. Back deep, We got Behrens on the far side. That's Grady Behrens. Here's the kick. Kaler reaches back, feels it in the end zone, not able to bring it out. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Now down by six. Johnson Brock will start first and 10 at their own 15.
I don't think anybody's going home early tonight, Randy.
Nope. Good. You know, we didn't talk about that. Look at that size of the crowd in the stands here tonight. It's a great night for football.
Good turnout.
It's the playoffs. Apparently a pretty good caravan must have came down from Hebron, because look at all those black shirts over there. All right, Wyatt Fulton brings him to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at the 15-yard line, down by six. In a slot to the left is Kason Dollinghouse. The wide receiver to the left is Brody Kaler. Running back, I believe, is Oliver Everett. They pitch to Everett, the freshman. He's running tough. Everett, with good second effort again, gets about 6 yards. He had no right to get more than three out of that.
Yeah, tough run. James Bonner and Sauerdyke in on the stop for the Titans.
Boy, for a freshman, I'm impressed with that kid, what he's doing. Oliver Everett, just a freshman. He gets that extra 2 or 3 yards every time after they're tackling him. Gain of 6 on that carry. Second down and 4. The ball at the 21-yard line. Fulton, again with two receivers to the short side of the field, to the left. Again, hands off. This time Everett is hit and still manages to fall forward for about a yard. He was hit in the backfield.
Vorstrass and David Johnson kind of just collided on Oliver Everett there.
So Everett gets the ball to the 22-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 3 for Johnson Brock. A big 3rd and 3. And there again, Everett was hit in the backfield, and he turned it into a 1-yard gain. Clock is down 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That'll be the end of the third quarter, so we'll step aside for a 1-minute timeout. You're enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Char Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. Well, we move to the 4th and final quarter. The Johnson Brock Eagles down by 6, 30-24, trailing the Titans of Thayer Central. As we're ready to move into the fourth quarter, the football is marked at the 22-yard line, 3rd down, and 3 yards to go for the Eagles. Wyatt Fulton brings the Eagles to the line of scrimmage. Kaler splits to the right, Dollinghouse wide to the left. Oliver Everett is the running back, the freshman in the backfield behind Wyatt Fulton. On 3rd and 3, Fulton calls his count. He's got the snap, wants to throw the football out to the left to Kaler at the 30, the 35, midfield the 40, and out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. Brody Kaler got behind the coverage on the left, on the right side, rather. The ball delivered perfectly to him. Ooh, look at the spot he got.
Yeah, great ball by Wyatt Fulton there, running out of bounds by Johnson. Here we go, Randy.
Ball at the 38-yard line, 1st and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles down by 6. Just opening plays of the fourth quarter. Wyatt Fulton calling his count with Oliver Everett behind him. Gives the ball to Everett. Everett's hit. There's a little bit of a mix-up there. And they lose about 4, maybe 3 on the play, back to the 39-yard line. Not sure what happened between the two. Looked like maybe the running back and quarterback collided.
One of them went the wrong way. 54, yeah. Colton Kuhlman, didn't really matter to him. He was going to stop him no matter what.
So a loss of 3 on the play puts the ball back to the 39-yard line. 2nd down and 13 yards to go now. We haven't seen Quentin Behrens back onto the field after that cramp. Was he back out there?
Yes, I believe he is.
Okay. They'll line up now at the 39-yard line. Quentin Behrens back in at the running back now in place of Oliver Everett. On second down and 13 from their own 39, Wyatt Fulton, spread formation, has the snap. Pump fake once. Now looking deep. Throws the ball over the middle. It's tossed, intercepted, and caught at the 25-yard line. On the interception for Thayer Central, Lucas Kroll went up and got the football.
Nice catch by Kroll.
Kroll may be shaken up. He landed awfully hard when he came down with the ball. We'll step aside. Well, wait a minute. He's jumping up here. Now they're going to check him out on the sideline. So we'll step aside. We'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Basketball team opened their season tonight. They're leading at the half over Haskell Indian Nation 48-26. Peru State on top at halftime in Peru men's basketball. Here we go, first and 10 now for Thayer Central. Rolling out to the right is Weedle with the football. Weedle's going to be shoved out of bounds after a short gain of about a yard. Got the ball out to about the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about 9 yards to go.
Robert Gravatt with some nice footwork over there to keep Weedle from getting over the edge.
Hard to believe basketball season starting up on the college level. The Bobcats playing Haskell Indian Nation at the AWAC tonight, the A.O.L. Wheeler Center in Peru State. 48-26, 22-point halftime lead. Things going well for the Bobcats. Got a little interest in that team this year. Second down and 9. Fourth Thayer Central. They direct snap it. Sauerdyke just running up the middle. They put together a caravan of blockers, and he gets the ball across the 30. He's out to about the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 2 yards to go now. Fourth Thayer Central, and you know, the Titans are just wanting to run clock here now.
Yeah, at this point, I do feel like Sauerdyke's going to get the majority of the calls for sure.
They're going to keep the ball on the ground, keep running the football, try and eat up clock here, down to 10:28 to go. Really, the clock is Thayer Central's friend at this point. On third down and 2 from their own 33-yard line, here come the Titans. It'll be a direct snap to Sauerdyke. Sam takes the ball off to the right. He's got the first down into the open. The 40, the 35, at the 25, at the 20, inside the 20, down near the 18-yard line, and they finally bring him down inside the 20.
Tackled by Quentin Behrens and Oliver Everett. They had to take a really important angle to be able to get him down.
Sam Sauerdyke is a 6'3", 210-pound senior running back.
Yeah, he's trying to punish the team.
He has 250-pounders, two of them, and the 230-pound tight end out there blocking for him.
Big boys.
That's a lot of beef coming around the corner. The football is now down to the 18-yard line, first and 10, Thayer Central. Johnson Brock needs another turnover here. They're down by 6, 9:49 to play in the football game. Weedle, they hurry a man on. They were short. Weedle will take the snow. Direct snap going to go to Sauerdyke. Weedle gets down as a blocking back to his right. Sauerdyke taking his time here. They're going to start milking this clock for everything they can, aren't they?
Yep.
Now Sauerdyke, direct snap, takes the ball on first down, runs to his right, breaks across the 15-yard line down near the 13 or 14. Looks like he got about 5 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Tackled by Austin Meyer, but Sauerdyke so patient to get the snap, and then his run was patient too. He just kind of waited for that to open up on the right side.
Yeah, they're going to use the full shot clock here every time. They're going to let that clock run down, the play clock, eat as much clock up as they can. Inside of 9 minutes now, 8:57, clock running. It's second down and 5. The ball at the 13-yard line. Thayer Central on top, 30-24. This has been a real battle tonight here in Johnson. On second down and 5. at the 13. Direct snap's going to go to Sam Sauerdijk. Sauerdijk right into the middle. There he goes on his feet all the way for the touchdown. 13 yards for Sauerdijk on the run right up the middle. He just a big kid that's hard to stop. That's all you can say about him.
Yep, impressive runner, Randy, that's for sure.
He takes it in for the TD. The score coming with 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. A 13-yard run by Sam Sauerdijk. What was that drive there?
6 plays, 55 yards, Randy.
Yes, another quick one. They'll line up to go for 2 here now. Weedle's going to take the snap. He has Sauerdijk behind him. Fakes the pitch, wants to throw. No, he's going to run it. Weedle, did he get in? No, he did not. He gave himself up before he got to the goal line. Conversion fails, and the score now stands at 36-24 with 8:32 to play here in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock took a 24-16 lead. Since that point, Thayer Central has ruled off 20 straight points. They go up now 36-24 on a 13-yard run by Sam Sauerdijk. Capped a 6-play, 55-yard drive. The conversion failed. 8:32 to play in the ballgame. Scoring recap, once again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, your friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Sauerdijk has the ball teed at the 30-yard line and is set to kick it off. He's been kicking it into the end zone all night here. Here he comes again. Another end-over-ender. Kaler fields the ball in the end zone, not able to bring it out. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10. And now the Eagles have their work cut out for them. They're down by 12. Still a lot of time left here, Blaine. There's 8.5 minutes to play in the football game. You're at home. You're a senior. You don't want this to be your last ball game. Now's the time to strap them on and get after it here.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if they can put a drive together here, Randy, and punch one in.
All right. At the 15-yard line, first and 10. Dollinghouse wide to the right. Brody Kaler slot right. All alone is Fulton in the backfield, an empty backfield. The quarterback throws the ball out to Kaler up the left, the right sideline. Kaler got 2 or 3 yards before he's taken out of bounds. I think he got out around the 18. We'll have to see for sure. It's kind of a tough angle from where we're looking down the sideline here.
Kroll and Kuhlman on the stop for the Titans.
Yeah, he got about three on the play, put the ball to the 18-yard line. Did I mention this is one of my favorite places to broadcast high school football? I love coming to Johnson.
Me too.
40-yard line right up on the sideline on top of the action. It just doesn't get any better than this for a broadcaster. Second down and 7 at the 18-yard line. Fulton has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's got time. Now he has to scramble. They're chasing him. He's going to run upfield with the football and get first down yardage at the 30. Out of bounds at the 35. Great job of scrambling by Wyatt Fulton all the way out to the 35-yard line. First and 10 Eagles.
What a move about 10 yards into that run. Man, he juked somebody and run out of bounds by Brady.
He left the guy standing there counting his shoes, didn't he?
That was impressive.
An old Lyle Bremser adage, he used to say, left him counting his change. At the 35-yard line, first and 10. Johnson Brock from their own 35. They trail 36-24, 8:18 to play in the ballgame. Two receivers to the left, one wide to the right. Fulton in the backfield, taking a lot of time here to get this playoff. Has the snap, Fulton. Looking for Dollinghouse down the right sideline. He's got it at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 45-yard touchdown pass.
He's in, but he's cramping, Randy.
Yeah, he was cramping getting down there. That was Dollinghouse for 45 yards. He's cramping up. Boy, that's been an issue tonight. were the Eagles. So the Johnson Brock Eagles fighting their way right back into this one. Dollinghouse made a nice catch down this right sideline. The defender kind of jumped up and went after the ball, fell to the turf, and that left Dollinghouse cramping up trying to make his way into the end zone. Boy, that came quickly. That last touchdown was at 8:32. This one comes at 8:09. And that's what you need to have happen here. That was going to be a three-play and 65-yard drive. Do we still have a timeout here for the injured player, or are we getting ready to go for the two-pointer?
Looks like we're ready to go here.
All right. I'll bring Dollinghouse over to the sideline. Kamer's here on the sideline also. Dollinghouse limping terribly. He's drinking out of two bottles at once there. Trying to get him hydrated. All right, the lineup for the two-point conversion. This is important to try and get this one. Fulton in the shotgun, calling his count. Double tight end formation. Fulton wants to run it himself and do it. They caught him, dropped him for a loss. Conversion fails, and now our score stands 36-30 with 8:09 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, with 8:09 to play in the ballgame, Johnson Brock has pulled back to within six at 36-30. A three-play, 65-yard drive capped off with a 45-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Fulton to Kason Dollinghouse. Conversion failed, and with 8:09 to go, 36-30. Again, bringing you this scoring drive recap. Your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right. Now, Johnson Brock needs to get a stop and get the ball back. Down by six. A lot of time left here. 8:09 to play. Teeing the football up for the Eagles to do the kicking. Caleb Bowling, a sophomore. And back deep, I assume, is Dylan Williams. He has been all night. So Bowling, Caleb Bowling, is going to handle the kick this time from the 30. He advances to the football. Here comes the kick. High end over ender, drops short. Oh, it's at his feet. He bobbled the ball. It's loose on the... Oh, and they got it back again. My goodness. What an adventure Dylan Williams has had trying to field these kickoffs. The ball bounced out in front of him, and again, there were two or three Johnson Brock Eagles. They just couldn't get on it.
Robert Gravatt might have had a hand on it, but another Titan jumped on it more and was able to pull
Boy,
it out.
Dylan Williams
the
has been living on the edge tonight on these, trying to field these things. That one landed at his feet. I think it bounced off his shin, went out forward. He had to chase it down to get back on it. So a lucky break there for the Titans. They've dodged a bullet twice here now.
Absolutely.
All right, first and 10 Titans at the 21-yard line. They want to try and run some clock off, leading by six here. A direct snap to Sauerdyke. Sauerdyke runs to the right, very little gain. Got up a yard, not much more.
Calvin Benjamin on the stop for Johnson Brock.
It saw some good sportsmanship out there. We can't let that go by without getting mentioned. Dylan Williams out there just reached down and helped Andrew Hodges back to his feet. Hodges was on the field out there by himself. Williams goes over, gives him a hand, and helps him to his feet, patted him on the back. And, you know, in a highly contested game like this, I just love seeing that kind of sportsmanship. A tip of the hat there to Dylan Williams from Thayer Central. Folks listening out in Hebron, parents, be proud of that young man. Here we go, second down and eight at the 23-yard line. Going to go straight to Sauerdyke on the direct snap. He'll run to the right. Turns the corner, going to be dragged down again for a short gain. Only got out to about the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and six.
Big Calvin Benham again over there on the Eagle left side, able to corral Sauerdyke by himself.
Had to drag him down from behind, too. That's not an easy task to get him tackled. Sauerdyke's going to bring the play in from the sideline this time. Sam Sauerdyke, 210-pound senior, Mr. Everything for this Thayer Central Titans team. Third down and six from the 25-yard line. Sauerdyke will take the direct snap. It's a double tight end power formation. Sauerdyke right up the middle. Hit, bounces out, tripped up and dropped. Great job. Who got him?
Robert Gravatt.
Gravatt got him by the ankle, tripped him up just enough to drop him. I don't think you dare gamble here, do you, if you're Thayer Central? Fourth down and six at your own 25?
Sauerdyke's backing up like he's going to punt.
Boy, here we go. This may be what Johnson Brock needed. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Clock running. Your Eagles are down by six, and apparently they're about to get the ball back. Now, Johnson Brock doesn't look like they're buying it. They haven't put anybody back deep to return this thing. They're just going to let Sauerdyke punt to an empty football field down to the south end. Sauerdyke kicks it away. Oh, and he boomed one. He hits at the five. Inside the five, they're going to down that puppy at about the two-yard line.
That
look
was
at
perfect
that.
Punt by Sauerdyke.
Yeah, Sauerdyke, they didn't put anybody back to return it. That might have been a mistake on Johnson Brock's part, because now they have 5:49 left with which to work. They're going to begin this drive at their own one-yard line, 79 yards away, 5:49 to get there. But, hey, you know what? Just a minute ago, we had a 45-yard touchdown pass, so it didn't take them long to come down the field last trip. The ball is at the one. That's where they'll start it. A good place again to start a 79-yard winning drive, wouldn't it be?
Yes, it would. What a kick by Sauerdyke.
Yeah. Wow. Eight-man division D1, eight-man state playoffs first round. We're in Johnson, Nebraska tonight. The Eagles are trailing the Titans of Thayer Central by six, 36-30. They come over the ball first and 10 from their own one-yard line. Wyatt Fulton stands 3 yards deep in his end zone waiting for the snap, and you know what? They just got a delay game. The ball was already at the one. They're going to lose a half a yard, and now it's going to be at the half-yard line. Cannot afford that. While you didn't give up a lot of yardage, you don't want to get any closer down there for that two-point safety.
Yeah, it's tight down there right now,
Randy.
Keep
in mind, it's a six-point ball game. All right, now it's going to be first and 10.5 to go from the half-yard line. Wyatt Fulton, 3 yards deep in his own end zone. In the backfield, I think, is Quentin Behrens now again as the running back. Behrens will be the back. Wide receivers to the left, Dollinghouse, Kaler. Behrens barely got out of the end zone. He's dropped at about the one. Little, if any, gain there for Quentin Behrens. Probably did good to avoid a two-point safety.
Brady Degenhardt on the stop for the Titans.
So Behrens gets it out to the one. 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 36-30. Thayer Central on top. Second down. 10 yards to go from the one-yard line. Wyatt Fulton again standing 3 yards deep in his end zone. Quentin Behrens behind him. Kaler to the left. Dollinghouse to the right are the wideouts. They run an option to the left, trying to get out of the end zone. Goes Wyatt Fulton. He fights his way out for a yard or two. Looks like he may be out to about the 3 yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 8 from the 3.
James Bonner on the stop for Thayer Central.
Time becoming a critical factor here. 4 minutes, 50-some seconds to go in the football game. 36-30, Thayer Central up by six. This is a must-have third down play. Third down and 8 from their own 3 yard line. Wyatt Fulton, again, standing a yard deep in his own end zone in the shotgun. On third and 8, has the snap. He wants to throw. Down the right sideline, there's the receiver. The pass overthrown, looking for Kaysen Dollinghouse. And he was covered very closely here by Lucas Kroll. The pass falls incomplete. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. What do you do here?
Yeah, that's
you
a great
don't,
question.
You don't get it. You give them the ball inside the five.
They're going to have to punt.
Have to punt it and hope your defense can come up with a quick stop. There's still 4:27 to go in this ball game, so there is time to get down here and get a stop and get the ball back. But, boy, you would have liked to have seen them put together something to at least get out of the shadow of their own goalpost.
But the Eagles need to execute this punt here, Randy, or they're tight still.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Kaler to punt, stands about a yard inside the back of his own end zone. Williams waits at the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line to return the punt. Kaler gets a good snap. He got the punt away. It's going to bounce in front of Williams.
He chases after it, now grabs it. He almost bobbled that thing for the third time in a row. This time Williams just wisely held on to it at the 38-yard line. Young man, it's very important you get possession of the ball for your team there. Not a time for heroics. He fell on it at the 38-yard line. Dylan Williams is a senior. His team comes away with a win here. He's not soon going to forget this ball game. It has been an adventure for him. All right, first and 10 at the 38-yard line. 4 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the football game. Thayer Central up 36-30. Weedle is the quarterback. Sam Sauerdijk behind him on first and 10. Fake the handoff. He fumbles the football and fell on it. Oh, boy. Back at the 32-yard line. All over him there defensively was Robert Gravatt. Man, how many times has Thayer Central dodged a bullet here that could have been a game changer?
Five?
Yeah.
At least?
At least. The ball was fumbled. Gravatt was back there after him. Loss on the play back to the 32-yard line. Second down and 16 yards to go after a loss of three on that snap. All right, they're going to direct snap it to Sauerdijk. Not going to take any chances here, I don't think. No, now Sauerdijk moves up as a blocking back. And Weedle's going to take the snap, but they're going to let that clock run down as far as they can before snapping the ball. Now Weedle has timeout taken on the field. 3 minutes, 29 seconds to go in the football game. 36 to 30. They are Central on top. We're back in half a minute. You're enjoying Johnson Brock football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
State basketball, 4:25 left. The Bobcats up 76-46. Here it's second down, 16 yards to go. Snap to Weedle, up the middle, Sauerdijk. Sauerdijk gets about three, maybe four. He's out to the 35-yard line. Going to bring up third and long. Third down and 13 yards to go. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. With 3:16 to play in the football game, 36-30. Thayer Central on top. Eagles take a timeout. We'll take a timeout also on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, it's third down and 12 yards to go at the 36-yard line. It'll be a direct snap. No, it's going to go to Weedle. Weedle has the snap, pitches it back. Sauerdijk to the right. Sauerdijk running across the 40, the 35, taken out of bounds short of the first down near the 35-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. Well, he's at about the 36, fourth down and four. Now what do you do?
Good tackle by Austin Meyer to keep Sauerdijk in check.
Keep in mind, they're down to 3 minutes to go in the ball game. It's fourth down and four at the 36-yard line. If you don't get this first down, you're giving Johnson Brock a heck of
Big
an opportunity.
Here.
And if you punt it, well, they're not going to punt. It appears they're going to come out and line up and go after this puppy. On fourth down and four, this is the play of the ball game right here at the 36-yard line, fourth down and four. Clock down to 2:59 to go in the game. Not sure what they're waiting on. The clock's not running. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Thayer Central. They're going to talk this thing over. Again, let's set the stage for you. We're going to keep it here live this time, Blaine. 2:59 to go in the football game.
Our score, 36-30. They are Central, up by 6. The Titans have the football at the Johnson Brock 36-yard line. They're looking at 4th down and 4. If you go for this and don't pick it up, Johnson Brock's got outstanding field position and still 3 minutes to work with, down by 6.
What would you do, Randy?
I think I'd punt the ball.
I think I'd punt, too. I'm pretty conservative.
They've had pretty good luck with getting Johnson Brock pinned down there.
Sauerdyke's a good punter.
I trust Sauerdyke to put the ball down inside the 10 and maybe kick it out of bounds and not allow a return. That's what I would do. We'll see if Coach Mitchell Shepard sees it that way. Both of these teams, 6-2 coming into this one. Both teams with their 2 losses to the same teams, Sandy Creek and Lourdes. It looks like they're going to line up and go for it. Boy, what a gamble. Here we go. 4th down and 4th to 36. Weedle in the gun. Takes the snap. Pitches it to Sauerdyke. He runs to the right, and he's got the first down. Boy, Sauerdyke knew what he needed. And he just ran right through defenders and got the first down yardage to the 29-yard line. That's what you do when you trust your big running back.
He had a full head of steam. Yeah. Austin Meyer brought him down, but it wasn't.
That was designed for the big 210-pound running back to have a full head of steam.
Yes, it was.
When he met the defender and his momentum carried him to the 29-yard line. That's through no fault of the Johnson Brock defense. This is just a big, strong, fast kid. He's got the ball at the 29. It's 1st and 10, Thayer Central. They lead 36-30. Direct snap coming to Sauerdyke in the shotgun formation on 1st and 10. Watching the clock wind down as far as possible before taking the snap from center. Makes him wait. Now he takes the snap and runs to his left, right up the middle. Good yardage. Nice gain down to about the 22-yard line. Looks like he's going to get about 7 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3 at the 22.
Tackled by Everett and Meyer for the Eagles, Randy.
Clock down to 1:58 and running here. Thayer Central clinging to a 6-point lead, 36-30. If the Titans do get out of here, they're going to leave Johnson knowing they've been in a battle. They went up 8-16-0, only to have Johnson Brock come back and take the lead away from them. All right, the line of scrimmage is the 22-yard line. It's 2nd down, a little over 2 yards to go. Direct snap's going to come to Sauerdyke. Has the ball right into the middle. There he goes. He's met at the line, wrapped up, did not get the first down. They stopped him at about the 21-yard line. Robert Gravatt, I think, the first man to get him in the bear hug. Timeout taken on the field with 1:22 to go. We'll step aside, be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's back with you. We welcome you back to Johnson. It's 3rd down and 2 at the 21-yard line. 3rd and 2 for Thayer Central. They lead 36-30. Trying to run out the clock here. 1:22 left on the game clock. It'll be a direct snap to Sauerdyke. He lines up in the shotgun. 2 blocking backs, double tight ends in front of him. Sauerdyke has the snap, runs off the right guard, crashes forward. He'll get the first down, and that, for all practical purposes, is your ball game, because they'll be able to run out the clock here. Now, I don't think Johnson Brock has any timeouts left. The ball is down to the 16-yard line, 1st and 10. The clock running with 1:15 to go. All they're going to need to do here is come out and take a knee a couple of times now, and that's going to wrap it up. Both teams came in here at 6-2. Thayer Central is going to advance to 7-2 and move on to next week's playoff. Johnson Brock finishes with a respectable 6-3 record on the year. Lace up the tennis shoes and move on to basketball.
Yeah, Eagles are nothing to hang their hands up.
Here we go.
They worked hard.
1st and 10 at the 20.
And they fumbled the ball on the snap, went down and took a knee. What? How many times have they dodged a bullet here tonight? Wouldn't that have been something if that ball got away from you? What are you doing taking a long snap there? Now we've got a...
Eagles must have had one timeout.
Is that the case, or...
Called their last one.
Yeah, must have had one left. There's 31 seconds on the clock, but it's kind of all academic at this point with 31 seconds and second down. Maybe they're hoping Thayer Central tries another shotgun snap here and turns it over, right?
They could drop it. You never know.
Why would you do that? You know, all you need to do is take a knee, and instead of just having a short snap under center, they snapped it back in a shotgun formation and then fumbled the snap. They're going to come over and put some more time on the clock? That's what we need. That's what they're going to do. We'll see what we've got here. The ball is marked at the 21-yard line. It's second down, 14 yards to go, but it's only second down, and that was Johnson Brock's last timeout. 39 seconds to play. So they can run around back here a little bit, take a knee, and then they won't have to snap it again. They're going to direct snap it to Lake and Weedle. They got Sauerdyke playing center field. He'll take a knee immediately and go down. That will start the play clock running. Will they have to snap it again here on third down? Apparently so. All he had to do was stand there a minute before he took a knee, and they wouldn't have had to do this snap. Are they going to stand and let it wind down? Did they blow the ball ready for play here? What's the? I can't see the score clock.
15 and counting.
Okay, they won't
be
have.
Close.
I don't think they're going to have to snap it again. Everybody's standing here watching the clock wind down. And it appears they will not have to snap the ball again. Time expires. And there is the football game. Your final score tonight, Thayer Central 36 and Johnson Brock 30. Thayer Central advances to round two of the eight-man D1 playoffs here in the state of Nebraska. Johnson Brock finishes their season at 6-3 on the year. We'll step aside for a two-minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our post-game show after this two-minute timeout. You've been listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome.
welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. Your final score tonight, 36-30, Thayer Central with the win over Johnson Brock. And it's time now for our post-game wrap-up, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. Well, after falling behind 16-0 early in the ball game, Johnson Brock managed to tie the football game up by halftime at 16-all. Then with 4:20 to play in the third quarter, the Eagles got their first lead of the ball game. They went up 24-16 on a 3-yard run by Wyatt Fulton on a quarterback scramble. Brody Kaler ran in for the 2-point conversion. 24-16, Johnson Brock with their first lead. With 2:43 to go in the third quarter, a 29-yard quarterback keeper by Lake and Weedle was good for a touchdown, capped a 5-play, 61-yard drive, but the conversion failed, and Johnson Brock was clinging to a 24-22 lead. With 1:05 to go in the third quarter, a 52-yard run, again, Lake and Weedle on a scramble, a 1-play, 52-yard drive. Sauerdyke ran in for the 2-point conversion, and then the Titans went back up by 6, 30-24. With 8:32 to play in the ball game, again, Sauerdyke on a 13-yard run, this time a 6-play, 55-yard drive. The conversion failed, and now the score was 36-24, Johnson Brock down by 12. It only took Johnson Brock 3 plays in the next possession to answer with a 45-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Fulton to Kason Dollinghouse, pulled him back to within 6, 36-30 when the conversion attempt failed, but there were still 8:09 to go in the ball game. Thayer Central managed to run out the clock on the next couple of possessions and escape with the win tonight, 36-30, the Titans with the win over the Johnson Brock Eagles. Well, Blaine Behrens, you've been alongside on some of these broadcasts this season. You've seen the Eagles play. You said there before we broke away for the post game that Eagles have nothing to hang their heads about here. They've had a great season.
Yeah, I feel like they left it all out there tonight, Randy, and it's a good group of young men out there, and they're going to work hard this summer in the offseason, and congratulations to Thayer Central and wish them the best as they move forward.
Oh, yeah, this is a good football team that beat Johnson Brock here tonight. You know, don't come in and beat the Eagles that easily, and Johnson Brock gave a good accounting of themselves. Thayer Central's getting back on the bus. Believe me, they know they've been in a football game tonight here in Johnson. So as we wrap up the Johnson Brock football season, we look forward to round ball. It's not that far away. Peru State's already got their season underway. They got a win tonight. The Bobcats got a win over the Haskell Indian Nation. I chatted it down here. It was a big one, around 30 points somewhere along that line. So they've opened their season with a win at Peru State. Johnson Brock will be on the basketball court before we know it. One of the things we want to talk about a little bit is Hayden Gravatt. Hayden was injured. He was a key role player here, would have been a difference maker maybe in this last couple of ball games. But the good news is I talked to the young man before the game tonight, and believe it or not, he has set his sights on getting back in time to play some basketball, perhaps right after the first of the year. So these young men, are they heal a lot quicker than you and I would, that's for sure.
That's right.
So we want to certainly wish Hayden the best of luck in his recovery and as his rehabilitation goes on, and hopefully we'll see him on the backcourt maybe in time for Mudeikis basketball. Who knows? Do want to remind everybody we do have more high school football coming up for you tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. I will be in the Fairfax, Missouri, East Atchison, hosting South Holt. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6:40. Also tomorrow night over on KTNC, John Nixon will have the Fairbury Jeffs. They'll be down at Jug Brown Stadium facing the Fall City Tigers. So we've got two more big high school games coming up. And then, of course, the Auburn Bulldogs will be in the playoffs next weekend, and we'll be watching that to see where they fall on that. And, of course, we'll bring you some coverage of Bulldog football also. Blaine, your final thoughts.
Hey, thanks again for having me, Randy. It was a fun three games we got to do this year, and take care. Appreciate you.
You do a great job. We're really happy, and we'll have you back anytime we can get you.
You bet. We'll see you soon.
So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football from here in Johnson. For Blaine Behrens here in the booth, and for MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. The Thayer Central Titans 36, the Johnson Brock Eagles 30. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.